Now a special WPTL sports presentation. It's Pisgah Black Bears Conference Tournament Basketball. Tonight, round one begins. Let's go live to the Bears Den right now with Terry Shin and David Stiles.
It is tournament time. Welcome, everyone. WPTL and courtside, you've got your hosts, David Stiles and Terry Shin right here. And we've got Pisgah basketball, a doubleheader. The season is over, but basketball is not, David, as we're in the first round of the conference tournament, played at home for Pisgah because both teams had pretty good records. So the opening quarterfinal will be at home, and it's going to be the Sugar Bears in the opening game with Brevard, a team they handled quite easily just last Friday.
Yeah, it was a good game by the Sugar Bears. Brevard, they had some few bright moments, but they just could not keep up with this high octane Sugar Bear basketball team. And Pisgah has been playing very well as of late. They've done a good job defensively. They've been getting a lot of turnovers that lead to points. So Sugar Bears have been playing very, very well as of late here late in the season.
Now, if they continue to play well, and if Brevard, you know, Brevard just doesn't have the toolbox that Coach Brandon Holloway has. I mean, Pisgah just outgunned, outmanned. Defense was better. I mean, they just got girls that are better athletes and with higher skills, perhaps more experienced in the lower grades, perhaps, as they came on. Whatever the reason, Brevard just could not keep up, and Coach Holloway played a lot of the bench last week, and I think there was still like a 20-point margin between the teams.
Got a lot of different players in together and a lot of different looks as far as substitutions go. He had a lot of the younger players in with some of the older players, and then mix and match, really trying to find a good team chemistry, and I think really building some foundation blocks for next season when Almond and James graduate, and also Burnett. So, and Hannah.
Keep looking down the roster of the seniors.
Yeah.
We'll be back here to Pisgah Gymnasium in a moment, and when we come back, we'll talk about the conference tournament pairings and exactly what happens should the Pisgah teams win tonight and just exactly where they go. So stay tuned, folks. We'll fill you in on all that info in a moment. You're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Things are really buzzing around Medwest Haywood, Medwest Harris, and Medwest Swain. It's all about Buzz B Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Buzz B Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Medwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Medwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at MedWest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
And welcome back. You are listening to WPTL 920 AM. And we also thank you for joining us on the internet at WPTLradio.net.
Probably have a lot of out-of-town listeners on the internet tonight on the website, WPTLradio.net. A lot of alumni out there on the road, working places, in college, whatever, and some former players, I'm sure, that played for Pisgah out there listening tonight, knowing that the team's in a conference tournament. And the way this is going to look, folks, as we prepare for the national anthem here, the winner of this game between Brevard and Pisgah will play the winner between West Henderson and Franklin, who are playing tonight down at Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that Pisgah and Franklin would have a good chance at winning.
Mm-hmm. And we're probably going to be able to see that matchup between Franklin and Pisgah again, and Lindsey Simpson, who is a 2,000-point scorer, which Franklin got the edge of them at Franklin, and Pisgah got the best of them here. So, be a good matchup, I think.
It's going to be a tiebreaker.
Yeah, a tiebreaker.
Because they split in regular season.
And we're getting ready for the national anthem. The ROTC has came on to the court, and they're getting ready to come out to center court, as they usually do here at Pisgah High School at the Bear Den.
I don't think we have Sawyer ready to do the national anthem on the fiddle. Maybe that's the holdup.
And you can kind of hear a low hush has fallen over most of the gym.
Tonight, the broadcast brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and also it's bow time at Bojangles of Canton. You know, I think that's what we're waiting for. The music, the music for the national anthem is not quite ready.
Everyone else is ready.
And sometimes it's a fiddle version by
Sawyer
Leatherwood.
Yeah, Sawyer Leatherwood. and his parents are sitting directly behind us. There's his little brother right there.
But we're missing Sawyer, or we're missing a recording of the national anthem here. A little bit of a delay. Well, I'll tell you what. While there's a delay here, let's take one more small break, and we'll return. And when we do that, folks, it may be in the middle of the national anthem, so enjoy. We'll be back. Pisgah basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
People remain standing as the color guard exits the floor. Welcome back.
Beautifully done yet again by Sawyer Leatherwood.
One more time.
Very, very different, and you usually don't see it played on a fiddle. And it's done very well. As I've said before, Sawyer has quit taking lessons because he surpassed his teacher in the knowledge of playing.
How dare he embarrass his teacher like that?
So he's he just surpassed the teacher. So he does a very good job at it, and he's a very talented young man. He has good work ethic. What was that?
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah. Goodness.
Looks like we're going to be introducing the lower seed, Brevard Lady Blue Devils.
And looks like number 21, Erica Britton.
Kind of a deja vu, but she's a freshman, by the way.
Yeah. Looks like number 14, Peyton Bailey, who had a very good game in Brevard on Friday. She played very well. She handles the ball mostly for this Lady Blue Devil team, and she really gets in the paint well and hits her shots. Again, the only senior on this club for Brevard, and that's Katie Kaiser, number 10. She's also starting tonight. Again, the only senior on this club. And number 25, Katie Lautner, also starting. She's a junior. And another sophomore, number 52, is Chantel Norman. So a good lineup here for the Lady Blue Devils.
Well, the Lady Blues have struggled this season, and they did last year too, but with all of these freshmen and sophomores on the lineup, you would think that they would be coming out of the rut and perhaps putting a pretty solid ball club on the floor next season.
I think so. I mean, good things have come for the Lady Blue Devils. I mean, this year, again, you're saying it's not been very profitable for them. They're 3-20, unlike Pisgah, who's 21-3 this year. And so I think the only way to go when you're down is up. So I think Brevard is on the turn. Let's put it that way. And I see the same lineup that I've seen all season. Looks like it's going to be number 31, Taylor Gallion. She's the second one called out. Right behind number 12, that's Sheridan Presley. And now number 10, Micah James, also starting for Pisgah. And looks like number 13, Kristen Allman, also starting for Pisgah. And to round it out, Mariah Lewis, number 33, another superb sophomore on this Sugar Bear lineup. And expect a lot of bench play here tonight for Pisgah. They always like to sub. And I think they really wear some teams down, because they will go full court man-to-man almost the whole game and then switch up to that full court zone, which they do very well. So,
well, you know, the bench is so deep, they can do that.
Yeah.
You know, they can go full court all the way.
And it looks like things are getting ready to get a good start off here tonight in the Bear Den.
And, you know, Brevard is the lesser team, but you got to think, okay, Pisgah hopefully is not looking past Brevard, but they've got to be thinking somewhere in the back of the mind that they've got to play tournament-caliber basketball, just like they're playing a top opponent like Franklin or something. Tip-off is easily won by Pisgah, and this first quarter-final round of the tournament is underway. Let's see what Pisgah can do here with first possession as Allman gets the ball. Now down low in the right wing to Presley. All the way across the defense it goes. Finally to Allman underneath. She tries to get it to Lewis and does, and has it ripped away from her by Lauder. Lauder goes skidding on the floor, and it'll be out of bounds. Last touch by Pisgah.
And just a note on saying that this is the last home game before playoff starts. You've got to be thinking that this could be the last game that Katie Kaiser plays in, so she's probably got her team very fired up to say, hey, I don't want to go home just yet. Let's get something done tonight in Pisgah. So I expect Brevard to play very well, but there's a five-second call on Lautner as she tries to get the basketball in.
Just couldn't find anybody open. The Pisgah defense just had everyone covered, so Pisgah will get the ball. No score yet in the game. 7:31 on the clock as they work it down low. Again to Lewis. She misses the shot. And there to tip the rebound is Gallion, and she retains possession of it, and it's taken away by Lauder. Pass out to Bailey, who handles the ball most of the time, and Micah James will defend her, and Micah comes out. Bailey goes down toward the right. Fakes, comes back toward the center of the court. Lauder around over to Kaiser. And to Bailey again. Now they work it down low to Britton. Her first touch on the basketball so far in the game. And it's back to Bailey again. She'll move toward the center of the Pisgah paint. Nope. She decides to kick it out of there. And a takeaway, a bat away by Presley. And she gets the ball back and puts it in on a transition bucket on the other end. Presley knocked it into the hands of Mariah Lewis. And Mariah Lewis tipped it back to her. And a couple of dribbles, and it was home free. Peyton Bailey Ball out to Kaiser. Kaiser eyeing over this Pisgah man-to-man to see if she can find something open. Taylor Gallion working defense on her as she finds Lauder open inside. However, the ball is way over her head, passed into the wall. Another turnover will give it to Pisgah.
Brevard, I think, is trying to be very patient, make every possession count. But Pisgah's defense just a little bit too strong right now.
Shot from outside is no good by Presley. Pisgah rebounds, though, and now Almond takes one from the perimeter. No good, and there's a big, tall Norman, Chantel Norman, to pull for the Lady Blues. Just under 6 minutes to play. It's a 2-0 game. Pisgah in the lead right now, and Almond fouls number 21, Britton. And Britton will shoot a couple of free throws here. First foul of the ball game. And, of course, the first one on Pisgah as a team.
About 6 minutes left to play here in the first period. 5:53 left as Pisgah leads 2-0.
Britton's first free throw is a little short. Hits some iron and boomerangs right down to the floor.
And just a little reminder, she is a freshman. So, and just another reminder that Brevard doesn't have a JV team. So most of these players would have played JV, but they're on the varsity team because they don't have a JV team.
Lewis is open underneath, but she's double-teamed and passes back out of the mess underneath. It's out to Micah James. Her shot is missed, and it's knocked out of bounds. Looked like Norman knocked it out, but it is going to be called Blue Devil ball. Lady Blues looking at some full-court pressure. Bailey gets it out of the mess, though, and she's across the timeline. Over to Lauder. Takes a couple of dribbles, now moves toward the inside of the lane. Nope, nothing there, so it's back to Bailey again. She'll move on the Pisgah defense, but runs into a brick wall, otherwise known as Taylor Gallion. Now she gets her own rebound following a miss and puts it with the left hand up and in.
Vard leading now 3-2 with about 5:10 left to play.
Pisgah driving on the other end, misses the shot, and Bailey rebounds for the Lady Blues. They've got a one-point lead, and they can stretch that out a little bit here against a much tougher ball club. But there's a steal by Micah James at half court. Outlet to Presley. Now to Lewis. Her shot is up, no good. And Gallion with the rebound. Out to Almond. Her shot is missed. Pisgah again rebounds, and it's fired up and in by Sheridan Presley. And Presley has all four of Pisgah's points, and it's 4-3.
Brevard really slowing the pace of the basketball game down. Like I was saying earlier, they're really taking their time on every possession. They really want to make every one of them count, try and keep Pisgah away from the offense.
The floater is missed by Bailey, rebounded by Pisgah. Micah James does a little double dribble. Don't see Micah do that much. Nobody was really pressing her defensively. She just did a little mental oops right in midcourt. Four to three, Pisgah with the lead, Brevard with the ball. Lewis guarding Bailey now at midcourt, and they get it over to Lauder, and a hip. And a block is called on Presley. Second Pisgah foul, nothing on Brevard yet. Not a shooting foul, it'll be put in right in front of the Pisgah bench. And Bailey looks for somebody open, and that is a Kaiser down there. She's not hitting from about 15, and it's rebounded, but not good by number 20. That's Berkshire. Pisgah gets the rebound this time. We go the other way. Bounce pass underneath to Lewis. She's in trouble. Gets it back outside to Almond. Now Presley Almond again. Puts on a little head fake. Underhanded with a scoop pass to James. It's knocked out of her hands. Nice defense down there by Lauder, and it's all the way across the court to Presley. James, and the Brevard defense looks pretty good. Pisgah having a hard time out passing the zone, and finally Presley puts one up from right around the perimeter line, and it's no good, and there is Bailey with the rebound for Brevard. Low scoring first quarter, 3:27 left, and it's going coast to coast. Bailey does not get the shot, and Lewis is there to clear the board for Pisgah. Gets it out to Presley with a lot of trouble. Pisgah has numbers, 3-on-2, and up and in is a shot by Almond. Pass from Presley.
Poor Kaiser, she was the only one back on defense that time. Mariah Lewis had four people on her.
Why Brevard elected to stay down like that, I don't know. And here's a shot as Berkshire finds herself wide open on the right side. Easy shot for her, and it's 6-5.
I think Brevard doing a good job of keeping this game close. They're really playing hard defense right now.
Galligan outside. Only had a couple of touches on the ball. Three-pointer up, and it's an air ball by Presley. Rebounded by Brevard's Bailey. Bailey bringing it down with the right hand. Changes. Goes toward the center of the lane. Puts up a floater. No good. Rebound could be Pisgah. Yeah, Micah James barely as she danced on the inline. But she stayed in bounds. She'll fire from the free throw line on the other end, and that is good. First goal of the night for Micah James. Makes the Pisgah lead out to 3 points now, 8-5. Right at 2 minutes to play as Presley steps in front of a pass that was a little slow. Fast break on the other end, and Almond lets the ball go out of bounds.
I think this right here is where the game's about to change because Kaiser and Bailey and Lautner have been doing most of the ball handling right now. And just from what I'm seeing, all three of these ladies look a little bit winded, and Pisgah just subbed in a couple of fresh players. So,
well, they subbed in one, two, three players.
And Brevard calling a full timeout right here, so that might be a good idea by Coach Krogman. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The Single Stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bow Time instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
We are back following the timeout. It will be Brevard basketball inbound. Against full court pressure again. The new Bianca Burnett is in there. Who else is in there? Caitlin Hanna came in. And one other person, who was it? We had a galleon for a galleon, Brooklyn Galleon, yeah, for Sister Taylor. And Pisgah has an 8-5 lead as Brevard breaks the press. They get it down low in the left wing, right in front of the Brevard fans, I believe, over there. Maybe that's mostly Pisgah fans on that end of the bleachers. Britton finally gets the ball out into the hands of Lauder. Her little baseline jumper is no good. There's a fight for the rebound, and it's knocked out of play. Pisgah basketball. Minute 29 to play first period. Very slow moving, low scoring first quarter so far as Brevard falls back into their zone, and the ball goes to Burnett. Down deep on the right side to Presley outside. She fired from three-point range a while ago from right there. Doesn't this time. Galleon back to Presley. They lob it to Hannah. And to Almond, finally makes a move on the baseline. She's blocked off there. Presley will fire from the free throw line, and it is good.
Brevard's making them settle for those jump shots, and Presley's really knocking them down tonight. She looks like she has good touch on the basketball.
The Brevard zone has been actually excellent, keeping Pisgah from an inside game. 10-5 right now, under 50 seconds to play, first quarter. Pisgah doubling up on the score, and a ball partially blocked. I didn't see who had a hand on it. I guess it was Almond. On the other end, a long pass to Almond, who runs the floor, and she scores her second field goal. Brevard gets it in with 30 seconds on the clock. It is Bailey, tries to bounce past it underneath, and it's no good. Pass intended for Berkshire is kicked away by Hannah of Pisgah.
Burnett doing a really good job on Peyton Bailey. They did some study, and it looks like Bailey really likes to go to the left side. Burnett's keeping her on that right side.
Ball kicked away by Hannah again. Does Caitlin Hannah play soccer?
No, she's a volleyball player.
Well, maybe that's why she's good with the foot. And she kicks it again for the third time, and the ball goes into the wall.
Volleyball, softball, and basketball.
I don't know. Let's see if she kicks it again. And Brevard having a hard time getting it in. Finally, they're getting it into Lauder outside Kaiser. Kaiser will fire from the free throw line. It is good as it goes around the world about 1.5 times before it falls through. And it's 12-7. Pisgah with a lead as the ball goes underneath to Hannah. Now knocked into Burnett's hands, and she's standing on the end line.
Good idea there by Bianca Burnett. Just that Brevard defense just knocked it right out of Kayla Hannah's hands.
Brevard having trouble as Hannah knocks the ball away again.
Is that 4 deflections now for her?
Does she get a prize for having 5?
I don't know.
Let's see if she can do it again as Lauder tries to find somebody open. She's got 5 seconds. Does find Bailey as Hannah almost kicked it away. And there's a quick whistle and a foul on Bianca Burnett.
Burnett, very tenacious defender. Very fast.
Ball comes into Bailey, and Pisgah's full court breaks up a little bit as it comes to Kaiser down on the left side. Kaiser has to pass out of a double team there by Pisgah's defense. And at the buzzer, there's a shot that's an air ball. So Pisgah up by a few here as we end the first quarter. It's 12-7. We'll be right back. Pisgah basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Great-great-grandpa Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Dish can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back. You're live here at Pisgah High School at the start of the second period. Pisgah leading 12-7. And a much different game than we saw the other night in Brevard. And the Lady Blue Devils really trying to slow this game down and make every possession count. And looks like Pisgah's now going with a different look. No starting five in right now. Looks like Waite, Brooklyn Galleon, McKenzie Galleon, Burnett, and Hannah in the ballgame for the Sugar Bears.
And Burnett picking up another foul. A little aggressive there, trying to get the ball away from Bailey. That's 2 on Burnett, 4 on Pisgah as a team. As Brevard gets the ball in, they find Aiken, who's just checked in for Brevard, finds her open. And she bounced passes, and the ball taken away by McKenzie Galleon. Leading pass will be picked up by Brevard, though. Conley, who's in the lineup for the Lady Blues right now, picks off the Pisgah pass. Lauder are working against Burnett. Ball down to Aiken and into the wall.
And they're really trying to get that basketball in to Peyton Bailey. She seems to be the focal point of this Brevard offense.
Ball comes in, shot put up, no good by Conley. Rebound by Brevard, though. Aiken has it. They get it to Lauder, puts up one from the free throw line. It's a brick of a shot, and it's rebounded by the Lady Blues, though. And the Lady Blue Devils doing an excellent job on the boards right now, and Pisgah throws the ball away. Micah James, on her knees, knew she had to get the ball away quickly or walk with it, and the pass was a little off target. Pisgah turnover and back to the Lady Blues again. Aiken standing low in the right wing. McKenzie Galleon on her, and the ball comes out to Bailey, who handles the ball most of the time. Puts on a move right down the Pisgah defense. That looks good, and it's up and in. Peyton Bailey with 4 points. Galleon, McKenzie Galleon over to Brooklyn. Back to McKenzie. To sister Brooklyn and back to sister McKenzie. And they try to find Waite underneath, and it is a little bit too low, picked off easily there by Bailey. or Brevard, and she'll keep it and go coast to coast. Layup is no good, and there's Caitlin Hanna for an easy rebound with those long arms. Outlet pass goes to Micah James, down low to Galleon. Back to James, who's open but gets underneath to wait. Tries to get it back to a blitzing Micah James, and again a Pisgah pass is picked off, and the Sugar Bears not controlling their passes well at all.
And this 2-3 defense from Brevard is being very disciplined right now. They're really crashing down hard on those passes and not letting the ball escape.
Hanna gets a kind of a broken up pass, and then has the ball batted away from her, and in doing so, Brevard will pick up their first foul of the half.
And that was on Berkshire. And Berkshire is the one that ended up on the ground.
I don't know if that speaks of the aggressiveness or non-aggressiveness of the Brevard defense or not. Micah James, she runs that right left baseline well and puts up a little right-hander, and it is good. And she has two field goals. 5:49 remaining in the first half. Pisgah lead out to 5 points now. They've led by five earlier, 10-5. They now lead 14-9. Not making any headway as Hanna blocks a Bailey shot and picked off by Presley, who is shoved down from behind unintentionally, I believe, by Berkshire. Just had a little momentum going there. Couldn't stop and knocked Presley to the floor and picks up a foul. So two quick ones there on Berkshire, and the ball comes into Pisgah. Hanna underneath and probably should have shot, but tries to pass it over to Waite. Knocked out of her hands. Presley has it for Pisgah now. Back to Hanna, and she tries to lob it to Waite again, and these passes are not solid, and they're being picked off like by Brevard, like that one right there, but Pisgah gets it back as Micah James steals, and the ball knocked out of her hands, and Sugar Bears will retain.
And I really credit Peyton Bailey right now. She's playing hard. She just got hit in the face there. I mean, this is a tough young lady.
And she is a sophomore. Pisgah in control here as Presley puts up one from the free throw line. Made a couple from there. Misses this one, but the rebound pulled by Taylor Galleon. Out to Kristen Almond, who just checked in. To Micah James. I think Micah has played the whole game. Now Presley fires a three. It's a little bit long, and there's Almond for the rebound, and it's out of play. Last touch by Kristen Almond.
And Peyton Bailey again there on that box out try against Almond. She's all over the place.
Ball comes into Bailey. Gets through a little would-be Pisgah trap and gets to the half-court line. Ooh, close to an over and back there, and a shot by Kaiser from outside. Air ball rebounded by Presley of Pisgah. Long baseball pass down the floor over to Lewis, scores, and draws a foul.
That's what Pisgah's going to have to do if they want to beat this Brevard defense. And right now they're up about 14-9 with about 4:34 left to play. But they've got to start running. They've got to take control of the pace of the game. When they do that, they're going to score a lot of points here against this Brevard defense.
Kaiser picks up the foul, and the Mariah Lewis free throw is no good. Rebounded by the Lady Blue Devils, trailing by 7 now. 16-9 Pisgah. 4:25 to go, first half. Terry Shin, David Stiles here on WPTL as Bailey gets through the Pisgah defense but passes out to Kaiser. Her shot's no good, rebounded by Lewis. So Pisgah has it. Lewis fires a pass over quickly. And fires from outside. Three, no, won't go. And there's Bailey again for another rebound for the Lady Blue Devils.
She's really doing everything tonight for Brevard.
Bailey with a little behind-the-back dribble, still has it, gets into the paint, fires a floater, no good, off the front of the rim, rebounded Taylor Galleon to Presley across the timeline, quickly underneath to Micah James, and she's hacked underneath pretty solidly there by Conley, and will shoot a couple of free throws.
Beautiful pass from Sheridan Presley there, though. She was coming down that left side, and the players are just opening up. She saw the little hole. Threw it right before it opened. Opened up. Micah James wide open for a layup. But good foul there, I think, by Berkshire.
First free throw is good by Micah James. And, David, I see your logic here. When Pisgah is running and keeps the tempo up, they're scoring and they're looking like the Sugar Bears we know. When they let Brevard control the pace of the game, they fall into a Brevard kind of game. Both free throws are good by Micah James, and she has six. as does Presley to lead the team right now. 18-9, Pisgah doubling the offensive output of Brevard right now. 3:37 to go in the half. The ball comes down to Kaiser, dribbles against Micah James, turns her away from the baseline drive. Ball down to Norman now. Norman doesn't handle the ball much, and she gets it up to Bailey, back to Norman at the high post. Lewis on her defensively. Driving shot up good by Berkshire. And Berkshire is starting to have a good game as Pisgah passes all the way the length of the court. And Kaiser fouls Galleon. That's Taylor Galleon as she goes up for a baseline shot. And Galleon will shoot a couple of free throws.
So you can it's like night and day watching this Pisgah team. When they fall into what Brevard wants them to do, it's very slow paced. But they're starting to transition basketball more. They're passing the ball up the court, and they're not just kind of walking it up as Brevard does about every time. And Brevard really wants to take control of every possession and get points every possession.
Both free throws are missed. However, the rebound is controlled by Pisgah. Ball outside to Presley. Gets it over to Galleon on the left side to Lewis. Quickly around to James. Look at these quick passes, but nothing opening up. And Presley will fire from 8 feet away, and it is good. 8 points for the sophomore, Sheridan Presley, and it's Pisgah 20, Brevard 11. Bailey across that midline to Berkshire. Fires down to Kaiser, back to Berkshire. Out front, and Norman comes to help out, and Bailey, but not able to outrun this man-to-man Pisgah defense. And finally, Kaiser finds herself open, getting a good screen, and she scores.
Brevard sending a series of back picks there. Runs a lady down around that baseline, and she was wide open on that shot.
20-13, Brevard back a little bit as the ball comes to Galleon at the top of the loop. Takes a little right-hand dribble to Presley, who's down there. And Amon on the baseline finds herself wide open. Set shot is a little bit long, though, but it's rebounded by Pisgah. Galleon will run the baseline, and her pass is batted into the wall. Sugar Bears will take over, though. They'll pass it in.
I think the big thing right now is Pisgah is out-rebounding Brevard 4-9. So Pisgah has 9 rebounds. Brevard deal here in the second period.
Kristen Amon gets the inbound pass right under the basket and scores. I'm sure somebody from Brevard missed a defensive assignment there, letting somebody open right under. As the ball comes in to Owens, who's in the lineup right now. Owens to Norman outside for the Lady Blues. They trail by 9 right now, and Lauder, who's also in the basketball game, so about 3 new faces in there, but I think Bailey's played the whole game. She has her hand on the ball right now. And Taylor Galleon working defense on her and backs her up to the half-court line. Makes a move. Gets up. Blocked by Presley. Goes for the steal, but is whistled for the reach-in. You could tell Sheridan didn't like that call, and that is 2 fouls on sophomore Sheridan Presley. And with those 2, she'll hit the bench. Replaced by Mackenzie Galleon.
And Brevard, I think, is doing a good job right now. They're really sending a lot of picks off the ball, and they're trying to get someone open, and they're just running their set offense. They could do this all day, it looks like.
22-13, down to a minute 10. Owens over to Bailey. Bailey trying to get around Galleon. Doesn't get around her, but gets free for a jump shot. Little follow-away jumper is no good. Mariah Lewis for the pull for Pisgah. Pass underneath. They find Amon open, and the pass looked good, but Amon unable to handle it. Might have been a little bit long for her reach. But the look was good. Looks like a sure thing until it went into the wall. 46 seconds on the clock, and Bailey finds a running Berkshire, and she can't handle the pass, and Pisgah picks it off. It is Amon on the other end, misses her shot, and there's Galleon for the rebound. Taylor Galleon is covered up by Conley, so she passes out of the pack, and there's Owen to pick off the pass for Brevard, down to 26 seconds. Ball going to be into the wall. No, well, it's out of bounds anyway. Lauder does not handle the pass down under. So Pisgah will have 22.9 seconds to perhaps end the first half with a score. 22-19, they got a big lead here. Low scoring first half, down to 16 seconds as we are into front court. Galleon moves with a left hand. Mariah Lewis open underneath, and Micah James trying to run down an overthrown pass, and it's into the stands out of play.
I thought that one might have been tipped by Brevard. She probably could have just let it go out of bounds, but from this angle, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, the gym filled up quickly. We had, it was like a ghost town in here. 3 seconds on the clock as Bailey needs to shoot it quickly. She puts up a desperation shot at the buzzer. It was close, but not close enough. So Pisgah hits the dressing room. Kind of a lackluster, slow-moving first half. Low score, too, especially for the Lady Blue Devils. Brevard goes to the dressing room with a 22-13 lead. We'll be back with halftime stats and more. Stay with us. Terry Shin, David Stiles, right here, 920 WPTL.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back. You are live on WPTLRadio.net from Canton, North Carolina. We also welcome you on the internet at WPTLRadio.net and along. And yours truly, David Stiles. Right now, the Sugar Bears up to a 22-13 lead, a 9-point lead here at halftime. And I think a big story of that is Pisgah there out-rebounded Brevard in that second period. They out-rebounded them 11-4. And they really started playing more of a Pisgah-style game. They started running the court more transition passes, opposed to that Brevard-style game where they slow the pace down and they try and make each possession count, hold the ball as long as possible, and get a good quality shot. So Brevard, little different story from when we were in Brevard, and they're staying a little bit closer in this game, but still Pisgah with a 9-point lead, and Lady Blue Devils really have their work cut out for them. But Peyton Bailey, She's playing very well, I think, for Brevard. And a little bit of a different spread there. And the Brevard scoring as the stat sheet now moves in front of me. It looks like Peyton Bailey with four, along with Brittany Brookshire with four, along with Erica Britton. She has one. And Katie Kaiser also has 4 points. And that rounds out the Brevard scoring. They have 13 at the end of the half. On the Pisgah side, four players to score. Looks like leading all scorers and all scorers on the Pisgah side is Sheridan Presley, who has 8 points. And she's been shooting the jumper very well tonight. She's also been passing the ball extremely well. Following behind her with 6 apiece is Micah James and also Kristen Allman. They've been playing very well. Micah James always good on the defensive end, and Kristen Allman with 6 points as well, and Mariah Lewis with 1 field goal, which rounds out the Pisgah scoring. Again, they have 22 to Brevard's 13. And do we have any score updates from anywhere else?
Well, we've got a couple that's come in.
Looks like this is girls, correct? In girls, right. Looks like Wes Henderson close on Franklin, 21-24. And Tuscola on top of East Henderson, 43-24. So we should have some more updates with those other games in the future here. And Pisgah again up to a 22-13 lead. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Radio.net and also WPTL 920 AM from Canton. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area single stop locations: Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell "It's Bow Time" instead of "Help." People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time!
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Back at Pisgah High School for a quarterfinal in tournament play. Season is over, but basketball is not. We've got the conference tournament and, of course, the state sectionals starting next week in state tournament play. We look for both of these Pisgah teams to be in that as well because of their excellent season records, if nothing else. Looks like in girls' action tonight, West Henderson is at Franklin. West Henderson, number 6 seed, Franklin number 3, but giving Franklin all that they want on Franklin's home court.
Yeah.
The Lady Panthers only up by 3 at halftime.
And Lindsey Simpson, I guess, leading the charge for the Lady Panthers there.
You would think.
Also, in the boys' side, it looks like Smoky Mountain. The boys are going to be playing West Henderson. They'll be at home. And it looks like the Franklin boys are going to be playing North Henderson. And East Henderson here at Pisgah and Tuscola playing Brevard on the boys' end. For the girls, looks like East Henderson, as we were saying, is playing Tuscola. Again, Pisgah here tonight playing Brevard. They're leading 22-13. Smoky Mountain girls are facing off against North Henderson. And the Franklin girls are playing West Henderson.
So both of the Transylvania County teams, both Brevard clubs are here in Haywood County.
Yeah.
The girls' Brevard team here at Pisgah struggling here at halftime, 22-13. And the boys from Brevard are down the road at Tuscola tonight playing those Mountaineers. You'd think that the Haywood County teams would be the favorites in the games.
I always think it's a very hostile environment to go to either Pisgah or Tuscola because they have such good fans. And I think a lot of people come out and support these two ball clubs. And I was really surprised at the turnout the other night at Smoky Mountain, too. It was a little down from years past from when I was playing, but still, there's a very big turnout there at Smoky Mountain and Pisgah. So Smoky Mountain also having a good backing. And again, Franklin, they have one of the better student sections in the West. They always have a lot of kids out come and watch their basketball games.
They are. The winner of this game tonight between Brevard and Pisgah in control here at halftime, will play the winner between West Henderson and Franklin. And I think it would be nice to see a matchup with Franklin again.
I think
as we split during the regular season, but right now Franklin in trouble. West Henderson hanging tight, only 3 points down at the half at Franklin. So we're not sure who's going to be the winner of that one. And we're not really sure of this one, but Pisgah certainly looks like they are in control as they come out of the dressing room. Looks like the ladies are mostly smiling. I don't think Coach Holloway was too rough on them at halftime.
I think Coach Holloway is just more or less saying, okay, look, if we're going to score points, we're going to have to run transition basketball. Pass the ball ahead, get that 2-3 defense off balance by running the court well, and that will translate to points. If you play Brevard-style basketball, Brevard's going to hang around, and that can be very dangerous. Even though Brevard seems to be down this year, very dangerous to let a team hang around. And Peyton Bailey, I think she's playing very well tonight. She did not come out there in that first half of basketball, and she ends with 4 points. But I think if this Brevard team really started moving and they started passing the ball well, they could really be dangerous in some aspects of the game, especially on the defensive side. They play a very hard defense, that 2-3. And it looks like it'll be Pisgah's ball to start things off here in the second half. Presley passing it over to Gallion. Gallion dribbling on that baseline. She loops the pass over to James, back to Presley, who's been hot from the floor, and she hits another. That gives her 10 on the evening. And it looks like Pisgah's going to come out in some full-court pressure, as they always do. And Bailey bringing the ball across the halfway mark here for Brevard. Now passing inside to Kaiser and just out of her reach, and that'll be out of bounds and be the first turnover for Brevard here in this half. And I thought they did a good job there in that first half of minimizing their turnovers. Pisgah with the ball now, swinging it around the perimeter. James with the basketball now over to Presley. Presley dribbles in, dishes it back out to Gallion, now inside to Allman. Allman looking outside to James, around the horn to Presley. Presley looking inside, tries to pull it back out, now over to James. And this 2-3 defense really played well by Brevard, but Presley stepping in, her shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Presley. Ball out to Lewis, her shot up, no good, and looks like it'll be off the hands of a Brevard Blue Devil.
Kind of looked like Kristen Amon had a hand on it last, but a Lady Blue was standing there, and I think threw the ref off. Ball comes into Presley, shot no good.
Rebounded by Brevard. Into the hands of Peyton Bailey. 24-13 is the lead right now for Pisgah. Bailey crossing over, pulls back again, another crossover, driving in the middle of the paint on that left side, shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Mariah Lewis. And here comes Presley. Kicking it ahead to Gallion. Gallion pumps one, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, and looks like it'll be off the hands of Bailey, and it'll stay Sugar Bear basketball. James getting the basketball into Gallion. Now pass inside, and it's picked off by Lautner. Lautner coming down, pulls it back out over to Kaiser. Kaiser pulls up, shot blocked, and ball fought over between two teammates. Looks like that's Lewis and Allman, and they just didn't know each other were around, and ball just landed out of bounds into Bailey now. Bailey with a little jab step. She pulls up, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Allman. And Allman now, outlet pass to Presley. Transition pass now to Gallion. Back to Presley. Inside to Lewis. Lewis trying to turn around, and looks like a walk is going to be called on her. She loses her footing. And she was double-teamed down on that low block, but just couldn't get the ball out in time.
It looks like we're really leaning and looking to Lewis, even when she's not open, and really giving some what I consider really dangerous passes down there to her, even when she's double and triple-teamed.
Ball in Lautner's hands right now. She reverses her dribble into the left. Inside pass down to number 52. That is Norman. And her shot is blocked out of bounds, so it'll stay Brevard basketball. And I thought that was a good play there by Brevard. They got the lady open, but they just couldn't convert on the basket. And now it's in to number 21. That's Britton all alone on that left side. She puts it up and in. That gives her 3 on the evening. Ball now in the hands of Gallion, and she is tripped on the play and hits the floor hard, and helped up by Lewis and Norman, and that'll be the third foul on
Katie Kaiser.
And Kaiser, again, the only senior on this Brevard club, as James gets ready to inbound the basketball, and they get it into Allman. Ball tipped away, picked up by Bailey, all alone going down that left side. She puts it up and in, 24-17 now. And like I was saying, if you let Brevard hang around, they could be dangerous. In the hands of Allman. Back around to James now. Low to Lewis, but before she gets the shot off, she walks. So that'll be the fourth Pisgah turnover here in this third period. And Brevard playing very good on the offensive side. They only have one turnover in this period. So Lamar taking care of the basketball. Wattner looking to inbound. Gets it into Bailey. Bailey hesitation move. Crossover now. Cross half court. Passes it up to Lautner. Lautner dribbles in on the left side. Shot up, blocked away by Lewis, and a foul. I think that's going to be charged Lautner as she knocked Lewis to the ground. About 4:48 left to play here in the third. Pisgah still leading 24-17. James with the basketball back outside to Presley. She picks up a screen, drives in, shot up and good from about 15 feet for Sheridan Presley. And now pass ahead to Britton. Britton looking, passes it back to Bailey. Almost a backcourt there, but Bailey getting across and establishing herself in the front court. Has the basketball, picks up a screen, passes it up now to number 11. That's Owens. And now back to Bailey. Pass down low intended for Berkshire, and she couldn't control it, so that'll be a Brevard turnover. As Pisgah now leading by 9. Ball in the hands of Sheridan Presley. She passes it up to James. James looking inside, down low to Allman. Allman looking, she's double teamed, dribbles out of pressure. Now out to Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion dumps it down low to Lewis, and she's got the ball tied up, and looks like it'll be a jump ball, and it'll stay with Pisgah.
Well, looks like possession's going to give it over to Brevard.
They fooled me that time. Bailey with the basketball, picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. She gets it away to Owens. Owens dribbling, picking, trying to pick up a ball screen from Bailey. And still dribbling outside. Now into the hands of Bailey. 26-17, steals the lead. Bailey getting a good pick there, dribbling in the middle of the Pisgah defense, puts up a shot. But I think the foul is going to be on the floor. And it looks like that's on
Micah James.
Micah James.
Little reach in, only the first team foul, so not a shooting foul.
It looks like Burnett checking in, Brooklyn Gallion checking in, and Caitlin Hanna checking in for Pisgah. And Owens trying to inbound the ball. She gets it in to Bailey, and the ball is being fought for. Dive on the ground looks like Sheridan Presley, but before she can get the ball away, she double dribbles with it. So
she rolled from one shoulder to the other, so that's considered a walk.
Inside pass to Britton now, who goes up on that left side and draws a foul against Allman. You know, I think Brevard is doing a good job. They're getting the ball inside. They're running their offense, trying to get open looks. Hanging close here with Pisgah at home.
This is not a typical Sugar Bear night.
Shot up and good there by Britton.
Britton's the only Brevard player to be on the free throw line tonight.
Second shot is up and good. 2 for 2 on that run. And here comes the Sugar Bears. Presley with the basketball. Looking inside. Passes it to Brooklyn Gallion. Now back outside to Presley. Gallion's cutting. Back to Presley now. Long pass over to Burnett. Burnett dribbling. Stops. Looking for someone to pass to. Allman, who can shoot the three, pulls. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's picked up by Brevard. Looks like Berkshire comes over the basketball, and she gets it over to Bailey. Bailey picking up a ball screen, but deciding to go left. Inside pass into Berkshire off of her hands, out of bounds. And that was a good look there by Peyton Bailey. Just Berkshire just could not control the heat on that one.
It was within her grasp. She had one hand on it. Couldn't reel it in.
And Presley now picking up the ball screen, passing it over to Burnett. I thought Burnett might pull, but she passes it up to Gallion. Burnett now passing to Presley. Presley to Allman. Allman looking inside, back to Burnett. Now all Gallion. Now Presley. Presley pulls from three, shot up and good for the sophomore, Sheridan Presley. 10-point lead now for Pisgah. And here's a steal. And Brooklyn Gallion puts up a little floater, and it's good. And Brevard inbounding now. Berkshire with the basketball. Comes down, puts up a shot, and looks like Hannah is going to be called for the infraction.
And that'll be two shots coming for Brookshire following the Caitlin Hanna foul.
Brookshire hitting her first foul shot, and the Lady Blue Devils really shooting the foul shots well tonight, as Britton went 2 for 2 there that last time.
And she was one for two in the first half, so I think that would make them we'll wait for this free throw to, for sure. So they're 5 for 6 from the free throw line as a team. Both free throws were made.
Lavard only down by 10, 31-21. Burnett with the basketball now. Passes it up to Presley. And Presley with 15 points tonight. She's really been the point getter for Sugar Bears. Allman with the basketball, looking inside. Long pass over to Presley. Presley pumps another three. Shot up, rattles, falls off. Loose ball picked up by Presley. Presley shoots again. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hanna. Two offensive boards in a row. Can it be three? Hanna gets another. And now over to Brooklyn Galleon. Her shot up, and it finally rattles in as it's a two. And Brevard now trailing 33-21. Bailey with the basketball. She gets it outside to Lautner. Lautner dribbling to the right. Stops. Pass out to Berkshire. Berkshire dribbles in. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Lautner. Lautner dribbling in the middle of the paint. Pump fake. Shot up. And no good for Lautner. Rebounded by Allman.
Yeah, partially blocked there by Presley. As the ball goes over to Galleon in the corner.
Pass to her, and it's off Almond's foot, picked up by Lautner, and she controls it, and she's going to pass it back to Bailey. Bailey pulls for three, and it's good, and it looks like a timeout is going to be called by Coach Holly Sugman. That'll be a 30-second timeout, and we can keep it here for a mention from our sponsors.
Great sponsors here during tournament time, including Champion Credit Union, the Burger King of Canton, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Bojangles of Canton also.
Fine, fine sponsors of Pisgah basketball.
The winner will play the winner between West Henderson and Franklin, being played as we speak down in Franklin.
I don't have any more score updates from that, but Franklin was winning 24-21, so they're getting all they can get from the Lady Falcons tonight. And looks like Reed is in now for the Sugar Bears, along with Hanna Burnett and Brooklyn Galleon, along with Presley. Presley picking up a ball screen, looking inside, passes it over to Galleon. Galleon dribbles in, shot up, and it rattles in and out. Rebound fought for, last touched by Conley. And so it'll be Pisgah basketball. 32 seconds left to play here in the third, as Pisgah leads by 9, 33-24. Burnett looking to inbound to get it into Hanna. Hanna shot up and good on that left block. Quick inbound to Lautner. Now she gives it up to Bailey. 24 seconds left now as Bailey walks it up the court. They're going to set up the offense, probably hold for a last shot. Bailey dribbling in, passes it back outside to Lautner. Lautner to Owens. Owens tries to pass it inside, and her pass is picked off by Reed. Reed coming down, and looks like a foul is going to be called. And is he saying two shots on that? Looks like the call was on Owens. So Reed going to the line for a pair of foul shots. First one is up and good for the freshman. And Reed played very well the other night in Brevard against the Lady Blue Devils. She's getting her first minutes here as Lautner gets the ball now from Bailey. And here comes Brooklyn Galleon trying to streak behind her and steal it away. Ball is being fought for, and 0.4 seconds left on the clock as a jump ball is called. And I think they'll just inbound it. I don't see the point throwing a desperation shot right here.
No, nor I, but let's see what happens.
And Brad does throw one, but just a little bit short. So Pisgah leading now, 37-24. So that's a 12-point lead. 20 out. My math's not good. 37-24. As the fourth period gets ready to start, we'll take a quick break and be right back. This is WPTL Radio. net, and also WPTL 920 AM from Canton. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Welcome back. Brevard with the basketball to start this fourth period. Bailey trying to pass it inside to Berkshire. Her pass is picked off, and Sheridan Presley streaking down the court for another bucket. That gives her 17 on the evening. And Bailey now with the basketball. She comes across half court. Crossover. Pass back outside to Lautner. Lautner dribbling in. Tries to pass down low to Conley. And Tuscola right now leading East Henderson 68-40. As Brevard gets ready to inbound, they get it into Conley. Her shot up, no good. And Berkshire picks up the rebound, and she's going to be fouled. And again, Tuscola leading in the fourth quarter, 68-40 over East Henderson.
Foul on Hannah. Her second. Reed and Hannah down low for rebounds, if there are any. First free throw is no good by Berkshire. So she's 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Now 3 for 4. She makes this one. She's got 7 points.
39-25 is the lead. As Pisgah now passes inside to Hannah. Hannah taking it right to the rim. Shot up, no good. She gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and draws a foul.
Foul is on Berkshire. That's 3 on Brittany Berkshire. She is a junior. Caitlin Hannah, a senior for Pisgah.
And she can shoot foul shots. It's probably one of her good facets that she has of her game. She's
kind
very
of a
good
bullet
line.
Kind of a bullet of a shot. Not a lot of arc. Now she calls me a liar and she puts this one sky high but misses.
Rebounded by Reed, but her pass is picked off by Bailey. Streaking down the left side, shot up and good for Peyton Bailey. That gives her 11 on the evening as she breaks the single digits. And James throwing a pass now to Gallion. Gallion losing control of the basketball. Looks like it was last touched by Lautner. So it'll stay Pisgah basketball. Reed getting ready to inbound. Brevard has not deviated away from this 2-3 defense. They've been playing it all night. Good pass from Presley to Hannah. And Hannah goes up strong on that left side and puts it in. 42-27 now as Pisgah pulls away here a little bit in the fourth quarter. Kaiser with a 3, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Taylor Gallion. Passing ahead to Presley. Presley comes down, crossover. Pass over to Reed. Reed pulls a 3, and it's no good. And she's going to go to the foul line. And that foul is on Conley. Attack on the 3-point shot. So Mariah Reed, three foul shots here.
Should have 3. Did you see the signal from the ref?
I don't think that one was intentional. It was more of a hack. I tried to box her out while she was still in the air. So
first free throw is good. Second one is good.
The intentional's over your head when you do like that.
Mariah Reed is 4 for 4 from the free throw line.
She's got good touch on the basketball.
And she makes that one. So she is 5 of 5 all here in the fourth period.
Pisgah now pulling away as Bailey passes it to Lautner. Lautner trying to get some space. Ball is kicked by Hannah out of bounds. I believe that's like the seventh deflection she's had tonight.
I think three or four of them were kickball.
Looks like Norman checking back in for Brevard as Lautner will take a rest. And Brevard trying to get the basketball in. They got to hurry. Pass deflected again by Kaylin Hannah. Picked up by James. Quick pass over to Gallion. Pass to Presley. She can't keep the ball in bounds as it goes out of bounds. And Presley kind of got her feet tied up. She was too far under.
Yeah, she was too far under and tried to bat the ball back in to a teammate and just couldn't quite reach.
And Bailey, who has not come out this entire game, looking a little winded right now and trying to pass it over to Kaiser. And it goes out of bounds. And you can just tell by the look on Bailey's face, just I'm trying to do all I can, but it's just not working.
And the Brevard turnovers are starting to mount up there.
James with the basketball, shoots from the short corner, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Reed. And she's really playing well here, hustling for the board. Her net pass inside to Presley, shot up, no good. Controlled by Berkshire, and Berkshire is going to press the issue. She comes down and stops from the block and puts it in. So very fast, and there is Bailey tipping the ball out of bounds. And again, Peyton Bailey, you say her name a lot, but she's been all over the place tonight for Brevard.
You know, Brevard had a kind of a one-lady show the last several seasons, and Shaunice Jones, who graduated last year, she was kind of a one-lady show, and Bailey's kind of turning out to be that this season.
Burnett with the basketball now. Bailey almost took it away from Presley, but Presley got it away to Burnett. Now Hannah passing it cross court to Presley for three. Shot up, no good. Hannah with the rebound, and she is pushed from behind by Berkshire.
Berkshire, I believe.
That'll be her fourth foul, I think, of the evening, and it is. Sixth team foul for Brevard. So 5:25 left to play. Pisgah leads 45-29.
Caitlin Hannah made the first free throw, and she's got 6 points all here in the second half.
And Aiken checking in now along with Britton for Brevard. Hannah getting ready to shoot her second foul shot. Shot is up and rims in and out. Brevard fought for. Hannah controls it, and looks like a foul is going to be called, and that is going to be on
Britton.
No, they call that on Bailey. That's only her first foul of the evening.
Huh.
And she's played every minute of this game.
She's a Tiger. They call her a Blue Devil, but she's a Tiger.
Warrior, more or less. That's what I would say. Yes. She's down in that low rebounding block. Hannah's shot is up and good. So she'll get another as it is a one-and-one opportunity.
So Caitlin Hannah's 50% free throw shooter tonight, but makes both of these. She's got 8 points. Second only behind Sheridan Presley for team leading in scoring right now. 5:16 to go in the ballgame.
Bailey with the basketball. Now over to Lautner. Back to Bailey. Bailey thought about a three, but passes it back to Lautner. Lautner dribbles into traffic, trying to get the ball down low to Norman. And a jump ball is called, and it'll be Pisgah basketball.
Caitlin Hannah just self-sacrificing and jumping on the ball and then rolling to a handstand almost. There's a debate between the refs as one ref approaches the timetable.
And it's still Pisgah basketball. So
no,
not really sure what the debate was about. But Alma now inbounding to Reed. Reed pushing it up forward for Pisgah, and she throws it right into the hands of Norman, and they pass it up to Britton, who gets it away to Bailey. And almost a walk there, I thought. Bailey dribbling in, throws up a left-handed shot, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, and Alma gets it away to Burnett. Now to Presley. Over to Reed, shot up by Reed, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. as Pisgah pulls ahead to a 50-29 lead here in the fourth. As Bailey dribbles through traffic, stops, pass down low to Britton. Her shot up, no good. Blocked from Allman. She picks up the board. And now passes ahead to Presley. Baseball pass over to Reed. Now pass down low to Burnett. Back outside to Presley. Now to Allman. Allman drives over to Reed. Reed pulls a three. And it's nothing but net again for Reed. And they're going to count that one a two.
I believe that. I didn't see anybody indicate a three.
Still a good-looking shot, though, by Reed. Lautner with the basketball now. She's double-teamed. They get it out to Bailey. And Lautner in some major pressure there, but Burnett picks up another foul. So Lautner will inbound the basketball now. Looks like Taylor Gowing is going to check in for Burnett. And looks like Mariah Lewis is also going to check in for Hannah. So that starting five, or starting four out there, plus Reed. As James is on the bench, Reed in her place now. Bailey thought about a shot, tries to pass it up, and she does. She gets it over to Sales. Her first action tonight. Back to Bailey. Bailey pulls from three, and it's nothing but net for Bailey. Two for two tonight from three-point land. As Gallion spins, back outside to Presley. Presley hesitates, dribbles in, now shot up, no good. Rebounded by Gallion. Gallion back outside to Presley, now to Allman. Allman driving in on that left side, and she is fouled by Norman. And usually when Allman gets on that left side, she usually converts.
Now you can usually bank on most of those. Had she not been fouled, she probably would have made that one. It's a 20-point Pisgah lead, 52-32.
First shot by Allman, up and no good. And looks like Gash will check in now as Britton comes out. Second shot by Allman, up and good. So Pisgah now with a 21-point lead, 53-32. Bailey passing it up to Lautner. Lautner pulls a three, and Lautner's three is good. 53-35. Gallion now passing it to Presley. Presley, little underhand scoop to Lewis, and her shot won't go in, but she's going to get two foul shots as she was fouled again by Norman.
In times past, we've seen Mariah Lewis knock down most of those close-in shots. She's been a little cold from there tonight, but she's also been double-teamed a lot. Makes her first free throw, though.
Second shot up and good by Lewis. 20-point lead for Pisgah. As Bailey comes down, hesitation move, all alone on the left side. She puts it up and in. That gives Peyton Bailey 16 on the night, and a travel there, rare travel by Sheridan Presley. And they get it into Bailey. Dribbling, passes it out to Gash. Back to Bailey. Bailey crossover, stops, tries to pass it out. It's tipped away by Lewis, but Lautner picks it up. She stops outside. Two Sales, now back to Bailey. Bailey pulls a three, shot no good, rebound fought for, and Gash just cannot corral it as it goes out of bounds.
Might have had a hand on it, but it was well on its way to the bleachers when she did put a touch on the ball. Player going into the ball game that I don't have on my list, it's number two, that is Anna Claire Stratton.
And Allman with the basketball now. Over to Brooklyn Gallion. Brooklyn over to Mackenzie Gallion. Now back to Allman. Allman dribbling in. Down to Brooklyn. Her shot up and good. 2:17 left to play. Pisgah leading by 20, 57-37. As Bailey comes down. Stops back outside. Sales with a jumper and it's up and in. Presley now with the basketball. Leading pass to Lewis. Her shot up and good. And looks like a timeout is going to be called by Coach Holloway. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. We can take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
Two, one. And here's a shot. Up, no good. Rebounded by Mackenzie Gallion. Mackenzie Gallion streaking down the court. And she walked with the basketball.
That's too bad. She was leading on the fast break and only two Brevard defenders, but they were behind her about a half a step. But she turns it over.
Bailey now with the ball. Pisgah in a 2-3. As shot up by Stratton. Her shot no good. Johnson with the rebound. And the beautiful save inbounds by Brooklyn Gallion, but right in the hands of Stratton. Here's Bailey dribbling in. Outside pass to Sales. Now over to Stratton. Stratton dribbling. Now out to Bailey. Bailey will have hesitation. Her shot up. No good. Rebounded by Wells. Here's Mackenzie Gallion passing to Brooklyn Gallion. Up on the left side, and she gets it to roll in. And here's Bailey now with the basketball coming across half court. Crossover dribble getting in. Pass outside to Gash. Now outside to Sales. Back to Bailey. Bailey pulls a three. Shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Stratton. Pass over to Sales. She pulls a three, no good. Rebound thrown off of Johnson. And it'll stay Brevard basketball. So good hustle there by Sales.
22-point Pisgah lead. They led by 23 at one time. But this has almost been the biggest.
Shot up, no good. And I think knocked out of bounds by Thompson. Only 34 seconds left. Pisgah leading 61-39. Pass into Gash. Gash looking. Trying to find someone to pass to. She gets it over to Stratton. Stratton pulls. Shot no good. Rebounded by Thompson. And her pass is in the hands of Bailey. Here comes Bailey coming down on the right side. Right-handed layup up. No good. Rebounded by Norman. Her shot no good. Rebounded again by Norman. Put up again. This time pulled down by Johnson. And a jump ball called. And
Thompson tied up by Norman.
And Norman, I think, hit her arm hard on the ground, and I think she is okay.
I think she hit the funny bone, but I don't think for her it was very funny.
Into Stratton, shot up for Stratton, and it's good for Anna Claire Stratton. Thompson with the basketball into Johnson. Johnson's shot up, no good, and that'll be the ball game. Pisgah wins by 20 here tonight in the Bear Den, 61-41. We thank you for joining us tonight on WPTL 920 AM. We'll be right back, and this will be the start of the Midway Report, tonight sponsored by Black Bear Cafe. And me and Terry will return in about 60 seconds to give you some nice stats and some goodies here from Pisgah High School. So stay tuned. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler, proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports. For delicious family dining at reasonable prices, head to the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you delicious daily specials, including meatloaf, taco salad, Cobb salad, and stew beef. And on Fridays, enjoy their delicious seafood special. And on Saturdays, choose a New York strip or a ribeye steak and all the trimmings. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. Phone 648-1003. It's the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Oh, yeah, the electricity is building again as we prepare for the boys' quarterfinal tournament play. It'll be featuring the hometown boys, Pisgah, and East Henderson. In fact, David is down running around trying to find the East Henderson lineup right now. The Pisgah Sugar Bears winning, and they will be advancing to semifinal play at the host school, Brevard, on Wednesday. They'll be playing in a 7 p.m. game on Wednesday down at Brevard. They'll be playing the winner between Franklin and West Henderson, and we're trying to get the score on that game right now for you to see who we're going to be playing. The way this one turned out, Pisgah started out really slow, leading 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. They led 22-13, spread the lead a little bit at halftime, but still a very low-scoring game. But they poured on the coal, outscoring Brevard by 4 in the third quarter, and outscoring Brevard by 7 in the fourth quarter to end up winning 20-61-41. In individual scoring for the Lady Blue Devils, Peyton Bailey had just a fantastic night. Sophomore had 16 points. Behind her, Berkshire, a junior, had 9. 6 points for Britton, 4 points for Kaiser, 3 for Katie Lauder, who had a three-pointer there in the fourth quarter, and 2 points apiece for Stratton and Sales there in the closing minutes. Back in a moment, and we'll give you the individual stats for the Pisgah Sugar Bears and more information about the tournament. Stay with us, folks. This is the Halftime Report, brought to you tonight by the Black Bear Cafe.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Welcome back to Black Bear Cafe's Midway Report. Terry Shannon and David Stiles. Pisgah Sugar Bears winning here in quarterfinal tournament play, 61-41. Leading the pack, Sheridan Presley in the Bear Den, 17 points. Right behind, though, a lot of teammates with supporting with lots of points. Nobody else in double figures, but Mariah Reed off the bench had 9 as a freshman. Senior Caitlin Hanna had 8 all in the second half. Brooklyn Gallion, 8 also all in the second half. Kristen Allman had 7, Mariah Lewis 6, and Micah James had 6. All of Micah James's points came in the first half. And that's the way it looked. Only 4 players scored in the first half, but 3 were added and 7 ended up scoring altogether in this tournament win.
And we'll talk about the bracket now. And Tuscola was leading over East Henderson. And the final for that game was 86-55, Tuscola over East Henderson. So Tuscola will play on, let's see, where is, I've got this, they will play on the girls, they will play at 5:30 or 4 o'clock at Brevard on Wednesday. So Tuscola will play either the winner of North Henderson and Smoky Mountain. But Pisgah here wins tonight, so they will play at 7 p.m. over at Brevard, and they will play the winner between West Henderson and Franklin. So waiting for the update from that. But tonight, in a couple of minutes, looks like East Henderson and Pisgah will get underway, and the winner of that game Tonight's game will play in Brevard Wednesday at 8:30, and they will play against the winner of Brevard and Tuscola. And again, we were saying that tonight at Tuscola, it's like the girls were hosting East Henderson and the boys were hosting Brevard. And tonight at Pisgah, the girls hosting Brevard, they won that contest 61-31. And Pisgah also playing East Henderson tonight coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. Also at Smoky Mountain, Smoky taking on North tonight. And the boys for Smoky taking on West. The Franklin girls taking on West Henderson and the Franklin boys taking on North Henderson. So some interesting matchups here tonight in the WNCAC Conference first round tournament. So we'll see what happens as we get ready for this one to start here tonight from Pisgah. And I expect Pisgah to play very well. East Henderson been down as of late, but always a very tough opponent. Always have some good guard play out of East Henderson. So we'll take another quick break and we'll return to the Bear Den in just a moment. This is the Midway Report, sponsored tonight by Black Bear Cafe, and you're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball on WPTL 920 AM.
Whether it's hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue, a salad, or a delicious steak, dine today at the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you a huge menu full of everything you're hungry for, plus lots of homemade desserts as well. And don't forget about their daily lunch and dinner specials. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. It's the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. Phone 648-1003. 648-1003. The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler, proud supporters of Pisgah Bear Sports.
Welcome back. This is WPTL 920 AM. Along with you always tonight from Pisgah High School. If you're just tuning in, the Pisgah girls defeated the Brevard Lady Blue Devils 61-41. Good game tonight by the Sugar Bears. Sheridan Presley played extremely well. And Terry right now is off to retrieve an East Henderson roster. But Pisgah varsity boys now getting ready to take on the East Henderson Eagles from Flat Rock. And Pisgah getting the better of this club in both games this year. East Henderson being a sixth seed in the boys bracket tonight, playing here at Pisgah. And again, after tonight, all the tournament games will be held at Brevard High School over in Transylvania. And I really urge you to come out and support your Black Bears, even though it's a little bit of a trek. I urge you to come out and support the Black Bears, and I urge you to come out tonight and support the Black Bears. And I'm sorry if you can't be here, because it's going to be an interesting game tonight, I think. A lot of players getting to play, and I see Pisgah coming out of this one with a victory. But you never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen on any given night. Any team can beat any other team. And Terry now returning to
what's,
my side.
What seed is East Henderson?
East Henderson is a sixth seed. I was just telling our listener that. So
the listeners knew more than I did.
Listeners knew more than you did. And Tuscola also defeated East Henderson 86-55.
So that means
that they are going to play at 4 o'clock at Brevard against the winner of North Henderson and Smoky Mountain. And I expect Smoky Mountain and Maris Reidenhauer to come out of that game a winner tonight. Coach Simmons always has her team very poised and ready to play. And they always play Pisgah very well, so I expect nothing less from that Smoky Mountain club.
Now Pisgah's peaking at a good time, you know, it's tournament time here, and Smoky Mountain's doing the same thing. Coach Simmons has them peaking right at the end of the season, and that's what you want to do. Whether you win every game or not, you'd like to reach your full potential right as the postseason gets cranking up.
And we're about a minute from tip-off, so we can take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is WPTL 920 AM,
This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
People have been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Still in the flavor just like great-grandpa Buddy'd have it. Another thing. Just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good and make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Well, we are about ready to start the second game of the night here on WPTL. I always get a little giddy when the boys get ready to come out. I get giddy when the Sugar Bears get ready. It's like, oh, the game's getting ready to start.
Yeah, because sometimes David is embarrassing, but I try to, you know, I'll put up with it all season. I can hang on for a few more games.
Oh, Terry.
So he gets a little out of control. Probably the lesser seed, East Henderson, the visiting team, will be announced first. Number 11, a junior, Brandon Dorn. Senior number 12, Eric Gomez. Number 35, Zach Oberlis. Another junior. Tyler Sexton. And at center, a junior, Will Overstreet, will be the starting senior tonight. So a couple of seniors starting for East Henderson.
And I expect to see that same starting five. No senior ninth starting five tonight for Pisgah. I expect to see that same starting five we've seen all season. And looks like number 13, Roy McClure, first out of the gate tonight for Pisgah. And he's been on a tear as of late. He's been playing very well. Played very well against Brevard last Friday. And looks like there is a little switch as Jesse Anderson starting tonight for Pisgah. Usually Inman with a start, but Anderson been playing very well.
He started at Brevard on Friday night.
But I thought that was because of the technical foul that Inman had acquired in the game before, because Coach Cook, he will serve his justice for his team roles. I know that's one of his rules. He says, do not get technical fouls. So I thought that might have been that. But Jesse Anderson started again. Also number 32, Nick Mamorelli starting. And number 10, Tyler Singleton starting. And number 33, probably my favorite player, Coulter Burris. And I don't know why I take partial bias to Coulter, but you can't help but love the big O, if you know.
The guy plays tough, so Jesse Anderson, a sophomore, starting with four seniors for Pisgah tonight.
And before the game today, I was down there shooting around a little bit with the Pisgah players, and I told Coulter, I said, Coulter, dunk one for me tonight. I was like, come on now. Like, I've been all season waiting for a slam, so tonight might be the night.
Overstreet a little taller than Burris. But Pisgah controls.
And McClure quickly passing it into Anderson. Anderson trying to get it out. And it's picked up by Overstreet coming down. Try to behind the back pass. And Anderson knocks it out of bounds.
Quick reaction by Anderson to get down the floor and recover for that knock away.
And the ball is taken away from East Henderson as Anderson picks it up. Inside pass now from Mamorelli into Burris. Little follow-away shot up, no good. Rebounded by Overstreet, and he gets it out to Dorn. Dorn coming down outside to Gomez. Gomez pulls from three, shot up, no good. Overstreet trying to tip it back in. Singleton pulls up for the board. Now over to Anderson. Anderson looking inside. Lob pass a little bit too strong for Burris, and it's picked up by Overstreet. Now Dorn with the basketball, dribbling around over to Gomez. Gomez with the basketball looking inside. Inside to Overstreet, his shot up and rattles in for East Henderson. And they draw first blood tonight. Excuse me, that was Sexton instead of Overstreet. And Singleton now with the basketball. Spin move in the paint, shot up and good for Tyler Singleton.
And Tyler's going to have a chance for an extra point here as he was fouled on the play. I haven't put the Pisgah score up yet, but I'm pretty sure that score was good, or they wouldn't, or he wouldn't be shooting free throws here.
And shot is good by Tyler Singleton, so 3 points to start the game for Tyler Singleton. Old-fashioned play is Dorn now passing up to Gomez. He saw Sexton cutting across the middle of the lane. Dorn with the basketball now. Tries to pass it inside. And here's Overstreet. He comes up with it. Roy McClure pulls down the board, however. Long pass to Anderson. Anderson pump fakes. Throws up a shot. No good. Colter Burris there for the rebound. Hesitation move up and good for Colter Burris. As Pisgah now out to a 5-2 lead with about 6:12 left to play. Dorn handing it off to Obarlis. Oberlis.
I think it's Oberlis.
Oberlis.
Is how the family pronounces that one.
Oberlis off of his knee out of bounds.
Pardon me, I heard the PA announcer say Oberlis.
Oberlis.
Oberlis or Oberlis?
Oberlis.
Oberlis.
I've never seen that name before. Oberlis.
He ain't from around here.
Anyway, Oberlis knocking the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Pisgah basketball. As Mamarelli looks inside into Singleton, almost off of his hand, but he controls it. Singleton drives in, puts up a little floater, and it's good. And East Henderson inbounding to Dorn. He's going to pick up a pick from Overstreet, but now passing it up to number 10. That is Hill. As he throws it inside, and it's picked off by Jesse Anderson. And Jesse Anderson pulling it up, comes across half court, over to Mamarelli. Now over to Singleton, who pulls a three, and it's good for Tyler Singleton.
I'll tell you what,
all 8 points. He's got 8 points right now.
And if Tyler Singleton is having a great night, it's going to be a long night for East Henderson.
And Tyler Singleton right now with 8 points. East Henderson with the basketball. Tyler Singleton picks it off. And a pass to Nick Mamarelli out of bounds, almost hitting Wesley Pope down there taking pictures. And look out down there, Mr. Pope.
Yeah, it looks like he's got an expensive camera down there. Pisgah, 10-2 lead. East Henderson trying to figure out what's going on.
Gomez handing it off to Hill. Now back to Hill. And Pisgah in this 3-2 defense, been very successful. And Dorn now pulling for three, shot no good. Rebounded by Singleton. He picks up his dribble. He gets it away to Anderson. And Anderson coming across half court. Little hesitation move, dribbling in. Pass down low to Burris. Has a defender sailed by. And he puts it up and in on the left side. And a quick timeout now for East Henderson. That'll be a 30-second timeout. We can keep it here and hear from the sponsors of Black Bear Basketball, which include Plus Linen and Uniform Service, the Single Stop Stores, MedWest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and also the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde. Some fine, fine sponsors for Pisgah Basketball right now as the Black Bears out to a 10-point lead early in the first period with about 4:32 left to play.
And for you folks listening out there, it's not too late to support Pisgah Basketball. If you have a business or some kind of a community organization, you want some announcements made or whatever during the game, contact us at WPTL, 648-3577. And we'll announce your business down in Brevard as these teams, hopefully both of them, advance.
Commands with the basketball now, back to Hill. Hill looking inside. Long pass now over to number 42. That's Sexton. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by McClure. He passes up to Singleton. Singleton left wide open, pulls a three, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net for Tyler Singleton. Two for two tonight from behind the arc with 11 points. Hill with the basketball. Over to Gomez. Inside pass. Intended for Overstreet. Knocked out of bounds by Mamorelli.
I tell you right now, it's Tyler Singleton 11 and Brevard 2. That's not the whole score, but he's a one-man monster right now scoring.
Gomez with the basketball. Trying to inbound now for East Henderson. Looking for Hill. And it's right into the hands of Mamorelli. Mamorelli passing it up to Anderson. Anderson looking inside. Singleton. Anderson shot. No good. Inman tried to get the rebound, but looks like he knocked it out of bounds.
Trying to think. Has Tyler Singleton missed one?
I don't think so.
I think he's 4 for 4.
Yeah.
And 2 from 3-point land, but I think he's 4 for 4. Trying to remember if he missed one.
15-2 lead right now for Pisgah as Hill gets in the middle of the line, puts up a little runner, and knocks it in. 15-4 lead now for Pisgah. Quick pass ahead to Anderson. Anderson attacking outside to Singleton. He pulls another three, and nothing but net again for Tyler Singleton. He is on fire tonight as Hill gets it across half court, dribbles in the lane, and Inman picks up the charge on Hill as Hill drove right in the middle of the paint and knocked Inman to the deck. And Pisgah out to a big lead here, 18-4 with about 3:16 left to play in the first.
And Hill reached out with both hands, by the way, and picked Inman up off the floor after he knocked him down. Good sportsmanship there.
And there's a rare turnover almost by Roy McClure as the ball is fought for. Looks like last touch by Hill out of bounds. And very rare Roy McClure losing a handle on the basketball.
And he wasn't really defended that closely. Just lost concentration. It happens.
McClure looking to inbound. He gets it in to Anderson. Anderson, who can handle the ball just as well as McClure can. Now he's passing over to Singleton. Singleton, a little head fake. Dribbling back outside to Anderson. Anderson picking up a screen. Looks like a blocking foul is going to be called on Overstreet. And they're going to inbound just to the left of their basket. Colter Burris coming in for Mamorelli, and also Thomas Tatham coming in for Singleton. And I like the play of Thomas Tatham as well. Very collected young man. As Pisgah gets it in to Inman. Inman looking to pass it. Someone, he gets it in to Tatham. Tatham being very patient, holding that ball high. Now pass inside to Burris. Burris stops, goes up. Shot no good. Rebound 5-4, controlled by Anderson. Anderson passes down to Tatham. Tatham stops, back to Burris. Now down low to Inman. Inman being pressured by Overstreet. Picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Long pass now over to Anderson. Anderson dribbles in, pass back to Inman. Inman a little pump fake, and looks like a foul is going to be called. And that's on number 55. That's Overstreet. That's his second foul. I didn't really see what Overstreet did. I thought that looked like good defense to me. But apparently the ref saw something I didn't. Into McClure now. Spin move. Stop. Into Tatham. He pulls. Shot no good. Rebounded by Burris, but hit off the top of the glass and hit the support beam for the basket. So that'll be a turnover for Pisgah. Not really a turnover, but
I don't know if that's... I don't know. Do we mark that down as a turnover or not?
Shot up by Dorn. No good. Rebounded by Overlease. His shot no good. But foul on Thomas Tatham. So Overlease will go to the line for two. And the left-handed Overlease misses the first of his foul shots. Very quick release there on the foul line. Not taking any time at all. Just up and go.
We're in the first period, but with those two fouls, Will Overstreet, starting center, goes to the bench.
Next shot is up and good. McClure now with the basketball across half court. Dribbling in. Pass down to Tatham. Tatham pumps. Spin move. His shot blocked by Sexton. Hill coming down. And his shot no good. Rebounded by Burris. Pass ahead to McClure. McClure looking. Anderson was wide open there for a second. Pass deflected, though. Pisgah comes up with it. Almost a turnover there. But Anderson now the basketball, picking up a ball pick by Inman. And Anderson driving in, back outside to McCore. McCore drives in, stop shot, no good. And Thomas Tatham picks up a second foul over the back of number 31. That is Smith.
With those two quick fouls, Tatham out, and McKinley Brown replaces him in the Pisgah lineup.
And Brown down in that low block. He's guarding Smith now. Pisgah still in this 3-2 defense. Hill with the basketball inside to Sexton. Sexton really being pestered there by Jesse Anderson. Taking it straight to the cup, though. And Sexton putting it in. And still, he's trailing 18-7 with about a minute left to play here in the first. McClure with the basketball, hands it off to Inman. Inman driving outside to Burris. Burris drives in, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, and a foul is called. And looks like that's going to be on McKinley Brown.
Hey, here's a stat for you that we don't say much. But with the first quarter coming to a close, Rory McClure has not scored. And he's averaging right around 24 points a game.
Very rare.
I'm not sure he's gone scoreless in the first quarter all season. Maybe once. Way early in the season.
But he did came out and scored like 50 points in that first game.
Yeah.
At home, so.
Then 30-something after that.
Ball kicked into Minyet. Now back outside to Dorn. Dorn pump fake. Now over to Hill. Hill at the top of the key. Faked a pass to Minyet. Now back to Dorn. Dorn trying to pass it inside. Ball being fought for. Last touch by Pisgah. So it'll stay East Henderson basketball with about 31 seconds left to play. And they're going to get it into Sexton. His shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Hill. He goes up on the left side, no good. Brown and Sexton fighting for the rebound. Finally pulled down by East Henderson. And there's Dorn with a three, and it's up and in for Dorn. Now pass over to Anderson. Anderson looking inside, tries to pass it in to McKinley Brown, and looks like a foul is going to be called on Smith.
Yeah, actually, he used one hand to shove Jesse Anderson over and then another one to reach in front of him. So he had kind of a double foul there. Whistled for one.
Into Inman now. Inman dribbling, handing off to McClure. McClure stops, spin move, stops, shot, no good. Ball tipped, and that's the end of the first period. Pisgah leads by 8, 18-10. And we'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Burger King in Camden, I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Camden, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
We start the second quarter, Pisgah, with an 18-10 lead, David, and a little bit different look at a first quarter opener for the Pisgah Bears.
Hill with the basketball now. He kicks it over to Dorn. Dorn looking inside, looking either for Sexton, but he gets it in to Minyet. His shot up, no good. Rebounded there by Colter Burris. McClure, quick pass over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli pumps a three, and Pisgah really playing well from the perimeter, as I believe they're 4-for-4 from outside. Ball picked off, though. McCore pump fakes. Goes up and under. His shot no good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Smith. He loses his handle on it, but he gets it into Hill. Hill coming down. Tried to dunk, but loses control of the basketball. And it's picked up by Inman. Hinman pats into McClure.
McClure looking.
Back over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli pump fake. Dribbles in. Underhanded pass to Burris. Burris stops, goes up on that right block and puts it up and in. So Pisgah scoring a lot of points quick here at the beginning of the second period. 23-10 now. 13-point lead. As it's over to Minion. His shot up. Blocked by Colter Burris. Colter Burris again tips it. Pisgah comes up with the steal. Now pass down to Inman, and his shot is good on the left side. Beautiful pass there from Roy McClure at the top of the key.
And a catch and shoot is almost impossible to defend, and that's what Inman did.
Dorn shot up. No good. Rebounded by Mamarelli. Inman all alone. Stop. Pump face. Again, good from the left side. And East Henderson taking another quick timeout. So we'll take a break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back. We are here live in the Bear Den. A shot from Sexton up and no good. Rebounded there by Anderson. Anderson kicking it ahead to Mamarelli. And his little finger roll is up and good. And here comes Dorn streaking down the court. He loses control of the basketball. Somehow picks it back up, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Sexton. Sexton on that low block. Now long pass over to Hill. He's double-teamed low in that corner, passing out to Dorn. Dorn stops, pulls a three, and it rattles in and out, rebounded by Singleton.
Foul on Gomez as he reaches in, trying to get the rebound away from Tyler Singleton. Pisgah on an 11-0 run here in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter.
Anderson with the basketball. Passing up to Mamarelli. Mamarelli looking. Tyler Singleton posting up into Inman. Almost losing it. Now back to Mamarelli. Mamarelli stops. Long pass to Burris. Burris looking into Inman. Tries to put up a shot. I thought he was fouled, but Hill comes up with the basketball. Hill coming down, stopping, and he goes to pass it to Dorn, and Dorn moved on him, and that'll be out of bounds on East Henderson.
Coach Cook kind of excited because actually Hill passed to himself, and I don't think a Pisgah player touched it, but he tried to pass it and then picked it back up, and they didn't blow a whistle on him.
Singleton driving in, shot up, and it goes in. It looks like it's going to be one of those nights for Tyler Singleton where if he was near the basket at all and throws it up, it's going to go in. And he's got 16 points here in this first half as Hill's shot is up, no good, rebounded by Pisgah. Anderson quickly passing ahead to Mamarelli. Now over to Singleton. Singleton unguarded, pulls another three. His shot no good this time, rebounded by Burris, and that'll be a jump ball, and it stays with Pisgah.
Is that Singleton's first or second miss?
I think it's his second miss.
So he is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's 6 for 8 from the field tonight. What a night he's having.
And Roy McClure now quickly pulling his shot up, no good, rebounded by Mamarelli. Mamarelli looking. Colter Burris had his man sealed, and Nick Mamarelli just, I think, got a little anxious there with the pass and put a little bit too much English on it. Good idea, though.
So East Henderson way down. They trail by 21 points.
Ball tipped by McClure. Picked off by Burris. Roy McClure now. Quick pass to Singleton. Threw his hands into Mamarelli. Now back to Singleton. Singleton goes in on the left side. Shot no good. There's Burris to control the rebound. His shot no good. Pump fakes again. Again, no good. Singleton with the rebound. Trying to find some room. He goes up and puts it in. So three consecutive rebounds for Pisgah between Burris and Singleton. And Singleton finally cleaning up the mess. Draws the foul. And he's going to try for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Those two men just completely in control of that offensive board that time.
And don't get me wrong. Sexton is a very tall young man.
Burris asking to come out, and Brown back in to replace him.
Shot up by Singleton and no good. Rebounded by Overstreet. Dorn coming down, looking inside, passes it up to Overlease. Overlease now across to Gomez. Gomez pulls a three, and his rattles in. Eric Gomez's first points of the evening, as Pisgah now leading by 20, 33-13, and still Roy McClure with no points. And as soon as I say this, he pulls up from the foul line and drains probably one of his favorite shots. So 35-13 now, Pisgah lead, as it's over to Overlease. Now inside to number 42, that is Sexton. He passes it back outside to Overlease. His shot no good, rebounded by Pisgah. Now into Brown. Brown pump faking, long pass over to Singleton. Singleton stops. Crossover. Picks it up now outside to Mamorelli. 3:20 left to play here in the second period. Pass in to McClure. McClure stops. Behind the back, behind the head shot from McCorn, no good, rebounded by East Henderson. And Dorn spinning in the lane, stops, picks up the ball, shot goes up, no good, and there's McKinley Brown picking up the board, and he hands it off to McCorn. Brown driving in, back outside to Anderson. Anderson driving, left-handed runner, no good, rebounded by Overstreet. He hands off to Dorn. Dorn coming down. Inside pass intended for Sexton off of his hand, and it'll be Pisgah basketball. And here comes Coulter Burris and Inman back in the lineup.
Yeah, I saw Tyler Singleton really dragging tail going down the court that time. He really needed a rest. And Burris, who's only had a short rest, is back in for him.
Brown inbounding the basketball now to Anderson. Anderson walking it up the court. Little hesitation move. Stop and go. Pass it inside to Burris. Burris turns around. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Pisgah. Yeah, oh, beautiful pass there by McClure.
Blind side, underhanded pass to Brown, and it's good for the score.
The defenders came up to McClure, and he just dished it right behind his back to Brown. Beautifully done. Overlease with the basketball. He's guarded by McClure. Pisgah still in this 3-2 defense, and it's really giving East Henderson a fit. Is Pisgah after a 37-13 lead with about 2:10 left to play here in the second. Inbounded to Dorn. Passing up to Overlease. Now outside to Smith. Smith looking for someone to pass it to. And now he gets it to Overlease. Overlease stops. Left-handed jumper up. No good. Rebounded by Pisgah. That gives him 15 boards in this quarter. Now pass down to Brown. His shot up. Blocked away. But Burris there to pick up the board and cash in on some points. He puts it right up and in for Pisgah. Sexton now with the basketball. Dribbles in. And a foul is going to be called. Looks like that's going to be on Roy McClure, his first of the evening. Gomez checking back in for Sexton now. And Sexton played a lot of minutes here in this first half.
Sexton, one of the tall players for East Henderson. Gomez, on the other hand, is not.
Dorn shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Burris as he gets it away to McClure. McClure driving, stopping, pulls, shot, no good. Rebounded by Burris. Burris puts it on the floor, goes up, and he draws the foul. And looks like that's on number 32.
Which would be Barbosa. Juan Barbosa. Just an unbelievable lead.
40-13 now.
For the Bears, yeah.
Burris converts on the 1-1.
Coulter Burris can go into double figures if he can hit this one.
Next one's up and good.
So he's got 10 points.
And Tatham checking back in. Tatham has two fouls, but A very smart young freshman player here for Pisgah. As Tatham checks in. Inman also in now for Pisgah. Those release to the basketball, kicks it down to Dorn. Dorn being guarded by Inman. Pass tipped, and Mamarelli picks it up. Now trying to pass it into McClure. Ball picked up by Barbosa. Now outside to Smith, who pulls a three. Shot no good. Barbosa with the rebound. He puts it up and in on that right side. 49 seconds left as McClure picks up the basketball. Again, Rory McClure with only 2 points here in this first half. McClure dribbling in, shot up, and no good, but he's fouled by Smith.
Two fouls on Travis Smith. Clock stops with 40 ticks remaining. It's a big first half for Pisgah, a wider margin than I would ever have guessed, David. I knew Pisgah was the better of the teams, obviously, being a third seed, playing a number six seed, but really blowing East Henderson out here in the first half.
Roy McClure hitting both of his foul shots. And Dalton Scott checking in for him. 40 seconds left to play here in the second period, and Pisgah out to a very commanding lead, 43-15. As Oberlies now with the basketball, passes over to Minyant. Minyant stops, back to Oberlies. Oberlies pulls a three, his shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Mamarelli. And that gives Pisgah 17 rebounds here in this period to Bavard's three. And Jesse Anderson with the basketball, hesitation move. 13 seconds left to play. Over to Inman. Inman stops, looking for someone to pass to. Picks up his dribble over to Anderson. Now tries to pass it over to Scott. Before he can get it away, he walks.
Has Jesse Anderson been on the bench yet for a rest? Has he played
so.
The whole game?
I think if he rested,
it wasn't long. Seems like he's played the whole game. If he's rested, it's not been much.
Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Scott. And that'll be the first half as Pisgah goes to the locker room with a 43-15 lead over the sixth-seeded East Henderson. So we'll take a quick break. You are listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest Ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
Welcome back. We are here live on WPTL 920 AM, along with you always, David Stiles and Terry Shin for the long haul. And tonight, the varsity girls beating the Lady Blue Devils. They beat them 61-41. And right now, the Pisgah boys on top 43-15 at halftime. And Terry, Pisgah just looking very strong against this East Henderson opponent. Pisgah playing very well, getting a lot of offensive and defensive rebounds. And Tyler Singleton just wreaking havoc here tonight in the Bear Den.
He's been a powerhouse, and, you know, Pisgah leads by a fantastic margin here. And this is without their star scorer, Rory McClure, who only has 4 here at halftime. Preceding this game, there was a quarterfinal game in the girls' bracket with the Pisgah Sugar Bears and Brevard, and the Sugar Bears had no problem. They beat Brevard by 20 points, 61-41, to advance to play the winner between Franklin and West Henderson, and we never found out the final on that one. We know Franklin was leading at halftime by a small margin, but we're not sure they won the game. But whoever, West Henderson or Franklin, will play the Sugar Bears down in Brevard, the host school for the conference tournament,
7 o'clock on Wednesday. We'd like to see you there to support the Sugar Bears in person. Of course, we will be there. The broadcast crew of David Stiles and yours truly, Terry Shin, will be at Brevard High School for that Sugar Bear game at 7. Right now, it would appear that the Bears, the boys' bracket, will also be advancing to semifinal play at Brevard. But we don't know that yet. We're just at halftime. But I'll tell you, the way the Bears are playing, I think it's going to be almost impossible for East Henderson to come back from this deficit. They are trailing 43-15 here at halftime.
And Pisgah just playing very well in every facet of the game. They're just beating East Henderson on the court in every category, I think, right now. I mean, they had 17 rebounds to their 3 in that period. 17-3.
Are you sure your pen did not run out of ink or something over there?
I was pretty sure. I mean, you're only scoring 15 points and a half. 15.
East Henderson has had only 1, 2, 3, 4. They've had 5 players to score. Pisgah's only had 7. We'll tell you about the individual stats in a moment, but we'll take a break right now and return. It is halftime in conference tournament action here from Pisgah High School. You're listening to Bear Basketball on 920 WPTF.
Bojangles presents It's Bowtime, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell It's Bowtime instead of help. People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get 2 for just $3. Bojangles, it's Bowtime!
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the 4 area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We're live here at Canton in the Bear Den. If you're just now joining in, the Sugar Bears had a commanding lead over the Brevard Blue Devils for most of the game. Brevard kept it close there at 9 for a little while through the play of Peyton Bailey. But Pisgah coming out a winner 61-41, and they advance to the next round of conference tournament play, which will be at Brevard on Wednesday night at 7 against the winner of Franklin and Wes Henderson.
I'll be there with this strange-looking microphone strapped on my head.
I will be, too.
Yeah, you look kind of strange with your microphone strapped on your head.
I get kind of used to it, looking at you with the microphone there. So just kind of part of who you are now, in my mind.
You think I wear this to sleep, probably, but I don't.
No, I don't wear mine to sleep either. I always think it's funny when you tell someone you work for the radio, they go, you must be famous. I'm like,
No.
I'm just a normal guy. So come by and say, hey, we don't bite much. If you're at Pisgah, we'd love to wave at you. We probably won't talk to you a lot because we're probably on the air, but
we can shake hands while we're talking.
We can, why not? Don't be afraid of us. We don't bite. But right now, Pisgah, the boys, leading over East Henderson, 43-15.
You know, they jumped out to an 18-10 lead at the halftime, keeping East Henderson to only 10 points. In the second period, though, poor East Henderson could only muster 5 points. That's why they have only 15 here at the half. Once again, 43-15. And for East Henderson, no one had more than 4 points, and that was Tyler Sexton. And I think both of those came early on. 2 points for Barbosa. Zach Oberle's with 1 point from the free throw line. A couple of trays, one for Brandon Dorn and Eric Gomez. And I forgot about the field goal by Stephen Hill off the bench. And so really, no one really scoring big and leading the way for East Henderson. For Pisgah, we mentioned already, Tyler Singleton having a big night. He was like 80% shooting for a while. He did miss a couple there in the second quarter. He has 18 points at the half.
4 points for Matthew Inman off the bench this time, and Rory McClure only 4 points. Rory McClure averaging, I think, right under 24 a game. 10 points for Colter Burris, and he has had a great night rebounding on both ends. 5, Nick Mamorelli, one of those are 3, and McKinley Brown off the bench in that supporting role put in a field goal, and those are the scores for Pisgah. Nobody in free throw trouble. Thomas Tatham, the freshman, has 2. And on the other side of the chart, Travis Smith also has 2 for East Henderson, but nobody really in trouble. Back with more from Pisgah High School in a moment. You're listening to Bear Basketball on 920 WPTF.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
About that fat buddy's ribs barbecue, got a thing about that going green. Like Carolina chicken tender salad, or the chicken in the garden. Might try smoked turkey, beef or turkey, served on fresh garden greens. Take a trip on the green garden path, the green menu. Food so good it'd make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back to your 920 listeners on AM WPTL, and also internet listeners out there at WPTLradio.net.
Woo!
We have we have some Florida listeners we found out about, some New York listeners.
Yeah, we got listeners all over the place.
Some listeners out west.
My dad listens pretty occasionally. He's sitting right here tonight, though. He's right beside me.
Yeah,
but,
is.
My grandmother.
You guys favor a little bit.
My grandmother listens about every game. She listens. My mom listens.
Grandma listens on the internet or on the radio?
She has a radio. Sets it there in her living room. Sits there in her recliner, listening to the game.
Hey, Grandma.
Hey, Mama.
Overstreet will inbound to start the second half, and here we go. What is East Henderson going to do trailing by this much? Let's see what they've got in their little box here. Dorn down low on the baseline, pass to Sexton. And a whistle as if the ball's knocked away. It'll be put in by Dorn. Dorn looking for the open man. Everybody covered. Tries to get it to Sexton, but it's knocked away by Burris. So once again, it'll be East ball.
If I was East Henderson, you just got to think, we got to chip away, chip away, chip away little by little. So we're going to have to really sit down on defense, play good defense. We're going to have to get good offensive looks.
Well, they're going to start by putting up some threes. This one doesn't work from the side by Dorn. Rebound Jesse Anderson for Pisgah to Singleton. He goes right into Overstreet, puts it up and in, knocks Overstreet to the floor. Looks like there would have been a foul one way or the other, but Singleton starting out on fire again, and he's got 20 points as Hill puts up a little jumper from the free throw line, and it is good for East Henderson. So swapping baskets here. As we start the second half, the ball comes down low right in front of us here. And a ball passed away over the head of Jesse Anderson. Nick Mamorelli, I think, thought Jesse was going to run one way, and he ran toward the ball.
And it happens sometimes.
It was way over his head. First turnover for Pisgah in the half, leading 45-17 as Hill will march across the half-court line to Gomez. Looking for somebody, and he finds Dorn in the corner. Gets it back to Gomez. Anderson on him defensively as he tries to take a baseline, and now knocked away but into the wall. Last touch by Singleton for Pisgah, so East Henderson will inbound. They play it safe back to Overstreet. Now Hill again, who did not start but has played a lot of basketball. Dorn from three-point range, and it is right on target.
That one was deep. He was a good 3 steps behind that three-point arch there in the corner, and he just sank it.
McClure across the timeline. He's double-teamed, and there is a timeout Pisgah. We could take 30 seconds here in return. 6:38 on the clock. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back. We are live here in Canton. Pisgah still leading 45-20 at the beginning of this third period. And after the timeout, it'll be Pisgah basketball.
The floor is covered, so it comes in to Mamorelli. Shot by Singleton on the baseline is no good. Rebounded by Sexton. We go the other way. Shot by Hill, no good on the baseline. And Burris to clean up the act for Pisgah. Pulls down the board. 6-17 as McClure across the timeline. Singleton fakes a three, goes to the free throw line, has the ball just about stripped away by Hill, picked up by McClure, and his shot rolls off the front of the rim, but he gets his own rebound after it was touched by Burris. A hook pass to Singleton, and is knocked out by Overstreet. Well, no, they give it.
I thought he touched it, too.
Yeah. I think the ref missed one there.
I think he touched it.
Dad's nodding. Yeah, he touched it. That may have been a sentimental call as it goes to East Henderson. A shot by Hill is really wide of the mark. Rebound by Anderson for Pisgah. McClure fires from three, and it is good. His first three-pointer. And McClure has seven after a really slow start in the first half. Dorn to Hill, 5:38 in the third period. Gomez shot is partially blocked by Burris, picked up Sexton. I had to look down to my spot chart.
I was doing the same thing. He just looks like an Overstreet.
I don't know why. 48-20, 28-point lead for Pisgah. Ball goes deep into the corner to Singleton. His banker is no good, and there is going to be a charge. Charging call on Tyler Singleton, his first foul of the night. Well, he's played a lot of aggressive ball to only have one foul. He's a lucky guy. Ball to Sexton outside Gomez. Now fires from three-point range. Another three-pointer good by Dorn. And that is his third tray of the night. He's got nine. Deep pass to Singleton. Baseline drive. Ball is up, and Sexton clobbers him. Overstreet may have clobbered him, too. Let's see who gets it. It's going to be Sexton. Two fouls on Sexton as Tyler Singleton goes to the free throw line out of breath, and he got hit in the
chest there pretty hard and knocked the breath out of him.
Kind of happy that Gomez had to tie his shoe. That gave him a little breather there after the thud to the chest. 48-23, Pisgah leads before the free throws. And the first one is good by Singleton, and he's got 21, and he's on his way to having his biggest scoring game of the year.
And now Pisgah going a little bit smaller set as they take Burris out and they substitute Inman in for him.
We don't have the records up here, but my memory says he scored 23 or 24 points one other game. And he's got 22 right now, and he makes the second free throw. 50-23 on the other end. Hill to Dorn. Dorn takes a baseline drive. Finds Overstreet. Anderson blocks it, though, into Mamorelli's hands. And Pisgah's... Mamorelli across the midline. Finds Anderson. Back to Mamorelli. Looks at a three. Nope. Overstreet cuts him off. And Singleton puts one up. And it is blocked by Sexton. And that's a rare block. Singleton usually gets him away. Gomez shot up by Sexton is no good. Blocked by Inman, I think. And a whistle and a foul against a Pisgah player. Might have been Inman. First one on Inman, but that will put Tyler Sexton on the free throw line. Had 4 points in the first half. Not scored yet here in the third period. 4:34 to go, and he misses on free throw number one. Overstreet takes a rest, and Oberlies will replace him in the East Henderson lineup. Singleton out, and Burris back into the Pisgah Bear lineup. 50-23.
as Sexton prepares for the second free throw, and this one is good. Four-court pressure against Pisgah. McClure is trapped, and the trap works. He passes it into the hands of Gomez outside to Dorn, and a takeaway by East Henderson gives them a chance to put up a couple of points now. 4:22 on the clock. Hill fakes from three-point land. Underneath to Sexton, taken away by McClure of Pisgah. Pisgah on the run, but they do not have numbers, but Burris will put it up strong, and he's clobbered. Wow. Hard by Oberlies. Was that considered a good foul? Because
yeah,
Burris,
that was a good
Burris
foul.
Could not get that shot away at
that
all.
Was, that was a pretty good foul. It says Dad. Dad, is that a good foul?
Dad says yeah.
Dad's right. 50-24 before the Burris free throws. Colter Burris ended the first half with a couple of free throws, and now he makes this one his first points of the second half. This one kind of rings out of there, spins out, and rebound by Sexton for East. Down deep in the corner to Dorn. Let the three fly. Looked good, but wouldn't fall. Anderson scrambling for the board, but finally picked up by Mamorelli, who hooks it down to Inman, but it's knocked away by Hill into the wall.
And Nick Mamorelli, he really likes those fancy passes.
Hey, the pace is picking up a little bit
yeah.
here. Mamorelli into Burris, and he goes down, scrambling for the loose ball, and it's going to be laid on by Oberlies, and there's a timeout call before anybody really gets control of the basketball. Full timeout. We can take at least a short break here. 3:52 left in the third. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time, Rule 22. If you're in trouble, yell, "It's Bow Time," instead of "Help." People are more likely to show up if biscuits are involved. Rule 23, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits are served hot and fresh all day long. That's not a rule, that's just how we roll. Hurry to Bojangles now for our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits, made with hardwood smoked bacon, lightly folded eggs, and American cheese, all on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get two for just $3. Bojangles, It's Bow Time.
Following the timeout, it'll be Pisgah Bear ball as it's inbounded. Anderson tries to lob it to Mamorelli. It's a little bit too high, and Sexton pulls down the loose one. Reese Henderson having a little trouble getting the ball away. Oberlies helps him across the midline. Back to Sexton on the side to Hill. Back to Sexton, spinning and shooting. No good, and Mamorelli with a stand-up rebound for Pisgah. 3:30 on the clock, third period, as McClure, who scored only 7 so far, gets the ball down to Burris, uses the elbow, triple team, gets it to Anderson, who finds Mamorelli spinning, and Inman, he's in trouble, so it's over to Anderson, and Jesse over to McClure. He'll fire from three. It is no good, and McClure goes down, being fouled by Oberlies, I think, or, yeah, Oberlies.
And Roy McClure holding his hip a little bit. Hit the ground pretty hard.
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought that was after the release of the shot, though. I'm not sure he deserves 3 free throws. We'll take them.
I mean, if you're still in the air, you get boxed out and you fall, you get the
3
shots.
Three?
Yeah.
First 2 free throws are good of the 3 attempts, but it was definitely after his release. Which to me means it didn't affect his shot, you know. But anyway, we got 3 shots. We'll take them. 3 points for McClure, and he's now in double figures with 10. 3:07 on the clock. Ball into the corner underneath the Sexton, and it's, I think, touched by Burris, maybe. Might have touched his leg as it rolled out of bounds.
So by a fraction of a molecule. It was close.
Burris was looking at the ref like, nope, I didn't really touch it, ref. Didn't really do it. Oberlies will try to get the ball in, finds Hill. Hill, Sexton, puts the ball on the floor. That was a mistake. He probably should have just kept it chest level and put it up because he loses the ball to Burris. Now McClure for Pisgah. We go the other way, under 3 minutes to play, third period, ball to Inman, who handles the ball well, gets it into Tatham, who fires. His shot is blocked by Sexton, picked up by Oberlies, leading pass to Gomez. He will go up strong, overtake them, fires, makes the points, and maybe a free throw coming for him. Do they count the bucket?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they call that on Scott.
Foul on Dalton Scott. I wondered if it was going to be on Tatham because he went up for the block. But the block was clean, and the free throw was good by Eric Gomez. And Mr. Gomez, a senior, has 6 points. 54-26, Pisgah with a big lead as McClure is trapped in the corner, gets the ball over to Scott. So we are in front court as Scott moves, finds Burris on the baseline, goes up with that left hand, misses the shot. I think it might have been partially blocked. 2:20 on the clock. Here comes East Henderson driving, shooting on the other end, and Scott pulls the rebound, underhands it to McClure across the timeline, spinning around, finding it up. Good from 10 feet. Little fall away floater by Rory McClure, and he's got 12. Here's Hill on the other end, stripped by Inman, and Inman is fouled right away.
Matthew Inman got some very quick hands.
Is that Sexton that got him?
Yeah.
Sexton was there.
Yeah. Only 7 fouls called in this period, so that's not very many.
Ball in the front court. Scott tried to bounce pass it to Tyler Singleton, and it was kicked away.
I think Coach Krug listened to him, and he said, just shoot it. Just shoot it next time.
Just shoot it. Scott finds McClure, fakes a three, and is bumped a little bit by Hill, and that bumps enough for a foul on Stephen Hill. That's the 5th team foul on East Henderson. 1:55 on the clock as Scott finds McClure right about the half-court line. 56-26. A 30-point Pisgah lead. They led by 28, I think, at halftime. So they've stretched it a little as McClure comes in, fakes, goes up, bounces around, a little super, and it's good.
Very elusive there in the paint. He split 2 or 3 different defenders, and there he tips the basketball. But Dorn gets it.
Dorn fires from 3, no good. Oberlies cleans it up after his rebound, and for Oberlies, that is his first field goal. He's got 3 points. Ball comes into Singleton. He'll not dribble much, and it comes into McClure and Tatham all passing as it comes to Scott in the front court. McClure is open for 3, so he fires, and it is good.
And good press break there by Pisgah. Very patient. All passes, no dribbling, so looked very good.
Tell you, Singleton on fire in the first half. Now McClure comes on fire in the second. Shot is missed by East. Long pass down to Inman. McClure is open. Fall away. Jump is good from under the basket. McClure all at once has 19 with only 4 in the first half. All of that stuff coming in here in the third period. Under 50 seconds to play. Shot by East is no good. Tatham misses the rebound, but Sexton gets it and puts it in. 7 points for Sexton. 35 seconds as McClure is double-teamed on the side and is fouled from behind. Hooked by Minot? What do we call him?
I think that's Minot.
Minot? Rene Minot. Well, Rene sounds like a French word. Maybe it's Rene. Since his first name is French. I don't know.
Minot?
A Minot, isn't that what you get in the creek before you go fishing? You get a bunch of minnows?
Minnows. Minners. I've heard that before. Go catch some minnows and we go fishing.
Seining for minnows. 63-30. As usual, David Stiles and Terry Shin having more fun than they should and behind the sports microphone. Pisgah with the inbound to Anderson, who's played some excellent ball. You know, Jesse has not scored. Comes to Inman. Inman fires as if he gets by 2 or 3 defenders, misses the shot. Oberlies rebounds with 16 seconds on the clock. Dorn fakes a 3. Anderson hooks it away, and it's recovered by Pisgah with 10 seconds.
Scott across the timeline. And Tyler Singleton fires from three, 4 seconds on the clock. He misses, but Dorn has it loose. 1 second on the clock. Layup no good, but he was fouled at the buzzer. So we will probably have some free throws coming with no time remaining on the clock. But we are going into the fourth quarter.
They call that on Tatham. That's his third.
We can't tell you the score as we go into the fourth quarter yet because we have free throws coming by Brandon Dorn. First one is no good. It's 63-30, but time has expired here at the end of the third period, and Dorn gets up. He misses both of them, so it is still 63-30. We'll be back in a minute. Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WCTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Point lead here at Pisgah coming back out of that third period as Pisgah leads 63-30. Pisgah will get the ball to start the fourth quarter as play commences.
To Anderson to Mamorelli, little soft touch with the right hand on the left side, and Mamorelli with point number 6 and 7. So Pisgah wasting no time scoring here as we get underway in the fourth quarter. Sexton drives a baseline, gets his own miss, puts it up. Misses the second time, too, but draws a Pisgah foul. Foul on Jesse Anderson. You know, I think Jesse Anderson's just played some really good ball.
He has.
Handling the ball and with all the rebounds and the jabs and the steals, but an unusual night for Jesse that he hasn't scored at all yet.
Well, you don't really have to score, I think, to have a good night. I mean, when I was playing, I never really cared about scoring that much. I wanted to pass the ball. I liked to pass.
His passes have been phenomenal.
They have been. He's played some good defense, too. I like that about Anderson. Very quick on the defensive end.
Both free throws were missed by Sexton. Oberle's rebounds, though. And now Anderson picks it up, takes it away. Long pass down to Roy McClure. Easy 2 points on the other end. Nobody around McClure. And Dorn to Sexton. Off the glass, no good. Scrap for the board is going to be won and taken down by Austin Weick, who's in there for Pisgah. Didn't see Weick check in. 7:13 left in this ball game as McClure gets it to Anderson. Anderson in trouble and has to behind the back pass into the hands of a defender, but McClure takes it away, gets it back to Anderson, and there is Jesse Anderson's first field goal.
Beautiful pass from McClure, put a beautiful set of English on that as he spun it right down to Anderson on that left block.
Oberle's from three-point land, no good, and there's Burris for a rebound. Nothing unusual there. He's had a bunch in this ball game. 69-30, the Pisgah lead. The ball comes into Weick. Takes a dribble back to McClure. Loses his dribble and passes over to Anderson. To a Mamorelli who's blitzing through the defense, and his shot is blocked by Sexton, who passes it right into Anderson's hands. So back it comes to Pisgah. Mamorelli fakes to Anderson. McClure outside, gets by a defender, gets it to Burris, and he can't handle, and it's into the wall, but Oberle's smacked it away.
And here comes some more substitutions. Looks like Scott and McKinley Brown and Tatham checking in. And looks like Will Hargrove and Dan Wood also moving on that Pisgah bench. I expect to see them here momentarily.
Well, Pisgah obviously winning this one, and then it comes into Weick. Weick in double teamed on the baseline. He'll have to find somebody open. It's knocked out of his hands. I think Oberle's again.
the offender, which is actually good defense. Shouldn't say the offender, but he knocked the ball away. And Anderson will find Scott with the inbound pass to Wyke. Anderson floating through and cutting, but he's covered up, so Wyke keeps it, gets it to Anderson outside. Anderson takes a right baseline leap. Bounce passes underneath the Tatum. Spinning turnaround jumper is so close, but falls off the back of the goal. Rebounded Oberle's leading the pack on the fast break. Transition will not work for East as Tatum takes it away. Good hands there, and it's out to Anderson, who slowly across the timeline. Now puts on some speed to Wyke in the corner for three. It is no good, and rebound by Smith. Checked back in. Smith played some minutes in the first half. Just now here in the second for East Henderson. East Henderson throws the ball into the backcourt, and there'll be an over and back violation, and Pisgah will take over. 5:23 remaining in the ball game. Just an obvious Pisgah win here. Just too much for this East Henderson team to handle.
Too much Tyler Singleton tonight.
For sure. Tyler on the bench now, but 22 points for him. And a steal inbound is stolen away by Eric Gomez. Gomez overshot.
I think that's Minot.
Pisgah back on offense. Attacking Wyke is on the left wing. Stops. He's doubled up on, so it's out to Tatham. Tatham not intimidated, but it's taken. Dorn is a little bit too quick, and it's knocked away by Anderson, though. Dorn not really paying attention behind his back, and Anderson sneaks up on him and knocks it out. Anderson played some great ball, hits the bench. McKinley Brown also on the bench, and Tatham going back. And the bottom end of the bench comes in for Pisgah. We'll check the names in a moment. 4:51 on the clock. They're coming in early with this big, big Pisgah lead. Smith gets a rebound, and he's fouled right away by a Pisgah player.
Looks like Bryant's in for Pisgah. Also, Hargrove and Woodall are the three that checked in. They're on the court with Scott and Wyke.
Fouls on Austin Wyke. Hargrove down low, as well as Woodall, in case there is a rebound. First free throw, however, is good by Travis Smith. First points of the night by Smith. Second free throw is also good. 69-34. We've got all the Pisgah subs in right now. Ball comes across the line with Woodall to Wyke. Wyke gets it down low in the corner outside. Nope. Shot put up. It is no good by Scott. Rebound into the hands of Gomez now. Fast breaking. Dorn from outside. It is no good. Rebound Gomez to Dorn. And a kick away by Dalton Scott. That'll be East Henderson basketball.
Scott usually gets to play a lot of minutes. He's a very experienced junior, I think. Good head on his shoulders. Makes good decisions with the basketball.
Gomez to Dorn, firing from three-point range. Rims in and out of there. Rebound Gomez. His little scooper's no good. And rebounded easily by Woodall, a senior. To Scott. Scott gets through a little double team there. Over to Wyke. Wyke stops from three. Pumps it a little bit strong. And it's rebounded by East Henderson's Dorn. Brandon Dorn will keep it. Move it into front court. Finds in the corner number 20. That is Minot. He misses a shot. Rebounded by Woodall. 3:42 on the clock as Scott across the timeline. Down low. A little look at a shot by Hargrove, but he doesn't take it from outside the three-point range. I think Will Hargrove made a three a few games back, though.
On senior night.
So he can hit him. Now a pass is a little bit wide, picked up by Dorn. And on the other end, a foul on Christian Bryant, who's quicker than he looks.
Yeah,
because he's a heavy guy, but he put on some moves down there to knock that ball away. Did he get a foul? No, he didn't get the foul. They say he knocked the ball away cleanly. The ball was put in, but knocked away here by Woodall for Pisgah, so it's still East ball. 3:19 on the clock.
Pisgah's big lead is 69-34. As East's Dorn will try to find somebody open, and it's Gomez. Gomez baseline shot.
Yep, good. Good move there by Gomez. A little hop step there in the lane. He got it in.
8 points. Ball comes down to Bryant. Fires a three. We just mentioned that he's hit him before. Missed this one. It was in a real air ball. And finally picked up by Gomez for East. Long leading pass to Smith is into the wall out of play. Pisgah takes over. 2:58. So we're under three now to play. White with the right hand across the timeline. Timeout Pisgah. One more break, and we'll be back to finish this one up. We're under 3 minutes now to play. It is 69-36, Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Sometimes a big helping of fat budgers are just more than you can handle one sitting, so you ask for a to-go box. And then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you, cause it's food so good it make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Wangeville Plaza.
Welcome back. This is WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina. And right now, Pisgah on top of the East Henderson Eagles, 69-36. And we have a good sponsor mention here coming up for an event here at Pisgah High School. Looks like the 2005 state champions and the 2008 runners-up, which I was a part of, will be playing the Crossfire team, which is a sharing Jesus through different ministries type deal. And that will be on Friday, April 6th at Pisgah High School gym. Doors will open at 5, and there will be a pregame starting at 6:30. And Pisgah versus Crossfire begins at 8. Tickets are 7. Students are 5. 7 and under are free. 100% of the proceeds benefit the community kitchen here in Canton. So, good opportunity to come out and see some basketball again here at Pisgah High School. That will be, again, on April 6th.
I've seen Crossfire play before. It's always a good thing. Pisgah losing the ball over to East Henderson. Shot by Smith is no good. The whistle tells me this is a Pisgah foul. Let's see what the ref says. Foul on what? 34? That's Will Hargrove. First foul as Smith goes to the free throw line. He was 2 for 2. His last trip to the free throw line. 69-36 as the fourth quarter has kind of slowed down to a snail's pace with a lot of fouling going on.
And Barbosa checking back in now for East Henderson. Looks like number 25. That is Jones getting ready to check in to the game as well. Shot up and good there by Smith.
So Smith is 3 for 3. Free throw shooting here in the second half. Obviously no stranger to the free throw line. It misses this one, though, so he's 3 of 4, but it's rebounded by Barbosa. A little blindside pass and a foul by...
There's two Barbosas.
Yeah, I think we got some brothers down.
Juan and Pedro Barbosa.
Will Hargrove just hammers Juan Barbosa. Yeah, there's a Pedro. There's a Pedro Barbosa and a Juan Barbosa.
They look almost identical.
This is Juan on the free throw line, and he misses shot number one.
Very close to the same kind of sounding word there.
Yeah.
Juan and Juan.
Yeah.
I remember at Irwin.
Juan and Pedro.
I remember at Irwin there was a guy that played. His name was his last name was Juan, and they'd say number one Juan, and you always thought that they were saying 1-1, and I was like, I'm so confused.
Free throw is missed, knocked into the stand, so Pisgah will put the ball in play at the 2:17 mark. Ball comes into Scott. Scott lobs one. Lobs one high to Bryant. He'll take a little move on the baseline. Good, but the shot wouldn't quite make it. But White takes the ball out of the sky as East tries to get it back up the floor. And here's a steal by Barbosa. Pedro Barbosa takes it up with the left hand. And behind the back pass. Little Hollywood there. The pass was good, though, but there's a whistle and a Pisgah foul before the shot got away.
Foul on Dalton Scott, number two on the junior Dalton Scott. So this is Pedro Barbosa, who has not scored, missing on the first free throw. And the second free throw is missed, and Smith and Hargrove for Pisgah go up scrambling for it, and Hargrove is going to be called for another foul. Stay with all these fouls, it seems like the final 3 minutes here.
And I
an
think,
eternity.
I think that's just because Smith was a lot smaller than Hargrove. He just went for the ball, and Smith just got in the way.
Under 2 minutes to play in the game, Pisgah with a 70-38 lead as the first free throw goes in for Smith. No stranger to the free throw line, makes his second one, so he's 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. 70-39, big Pisgah lead as Wyke across the timeline. Pretty good ball handler, Austin Wyke, and he lobs one to the high post, but it's knocked away by a defender, picked back up by Hargrove. Bounce pass underneath, and it's going to be a little foul, this time against East Henderson, as Daniel Woodall was on the drive to the basket. 1+1 free throw coming, as Woodall actually did not get the shot away. First free throw is good by the senior Daniel Woodall. Sounds like Woodall's got a little fan club across the way. Heard a lot of screams and shouts when the free throw went in. This one's a little strong, and there's a Pisgah rebound up and in by Bryant. Christian Bryant with his first field goal. 1:30 to play. Here's Barbosa hooking the pass underneath, and it's knocked away, and I think last touched by Juan Barbosa. Dalton Scott out. McKinley Brown in the lineup for the Bears. And he gets it into front court, barely to Will Hargrove, because he has to dribble a little bit to keep possession. Bounce passes it to White, but it's a little bit low. Picked back up by Barbosa on the other end. Shot up and good. This one by brother Juan Barbosa. Let's just call him Juan and Pedro here to save confusion. And pass intended for White is knocked away by East Henderson. Pisgah will inbound. And we don't have the confusion anymore as Juan Barbosa goes to the bench. Ball comes into White for Pisgah. 1 minute to play in the ball game as it comes to Bryant. Bryant stops as he's cut off down toward the baseline. Shot put up. And a runner is no good by Brown, but a rebound up and also missed by Woodall. Finally rebounded by East, and it comes into Barbosa. And an interception and a collision between Bryant and Barbosa at about the half-court line. And Bryant comes up holding the left side of his cheekbone there. But what a collision that was. And Christian Bryant's a big guy. I wouldn't want to collide with him.
No. That was a big collision. I think Bryant was got hit a little bit harder than Barbosa did. Holding his eye there a little bit.
Barbosa comes over and shakes his hand and say, I don't know what they said, but there was some... evidently some good words. A good exchange between the two, and the free throw is good by Bryant. 3 points for Christian Bryant. He has a fan club over there, too. Second free throw is missed. Rebound up high, sky high, is number 22, Jennings, who's in there. Another collision at half court.
That's Hargrove's fourth foul.
Between is going to be Hargrove and is that four?
Yeah, it's four on Hargrove.
Collision between Hargrove and number 34, Lewis Acosta. Acosta goes to the free throw line to shoot the double bonus. Pisgah with more than 10 team fouls right now. 39 seconds left in this first round tournament game. Pisgah advances to Brevard on Wednesday night for an 8 o'clock game.
Free throw is good by Acosta. 74-42. Pisgah's big lead is not in jeopardy as Weick comes across the timeline to Bryant, who gets it back to Weick, gets it underneath, shot up and in. A little. 22 seconds on the clock at 76-42. Subs in for both ball clubs. Running shot is up, no good, and Woodall goes for the rebound, gets it into White, leading pass to Bryant, who's alone on the other end, misses the layup because he was fouled from behind by Stephen Jones, running right on top of him. So Bryant again on the free throw line. 9 seconds on the clock. Pisgah players all smiles here. Free throw is good by Bryant. He was 1-for-2 just a minute ago. Second free throw is up, and this one is good. So Bryant off the bench here in the fourth quarter has 5 points. 7 seconds on the clock, probably a final game shot coming up here. It is up, no good, and a foul as Jennings puts the rebound up, and there's 1.4 seconds on the clock. Fouling Will Hargrove, and he fouls out.
He's done it all.
Hargrove's not a happy camper, but
getting a standing ovation.
The fans are giving him a standing round of applause. Free throw is missed, by the way, by Nick Jennings on the other end. 1.4 seconds on the clock. Big margin for Pisgah in this win. Rebound is, free throw is missed. Rebound is also missed, and time runs out. It is a final here, 78-42. So Pisgah advances to Brevard for a Wednesday night game to play the winner between Brevard and Tuscola, which probably is finishing about now, but we don't know the winner of that one. Let's keep it here. I think the commercial commitment is fulfilled here, so we'll keep it here and wrap this one up from Pisgah High School. 78-42, Pisgah advances, and also the Sugar Bears and girls varsity play. They also advance to play 7 o'clock in Brevard on Wednesday night. They won 61-41 over the Lady Blue Devils from Brevard tonight. So even though the Lady Blue Devils losing, Brevard is the host school, whether they have any teams in it or not. All the rest of the tournament games will take place at Brevard High School. So the boys win it, David, 78-42. Nobody in double figures on the East Henderson side. Only 9 points for Dorn, 8 for Gomez, 7 for Tyler Sexton. And I thought those three guys played some excellent basketball. For Pisgah, Roy McClure, usually the point leader, was actually not tonight, but only by a point. 21 points for Roy McClure, 22 for Tyler Singleton, and neither one of those guys played the entire game.
Maybe Colter Burris finished with 11.
Colter Burris finished with 11, so those three guys in double figures. But Burris maybe played more time than Singleton and McClure, I'm not sure, but nobody really played all night long to get all of those points. The other Pisgah scorer, 7 points for Nick Mamorelli, played some great basketball. Bryant off the bench with 5, 4 for Matthew Inman, 2 from McKinley Brown, and Jesse Anderson had 2. Daniel Woodall here in the fourth quarter also had 3 points, and that rounds out the Pisgah scoring. So they advance playing, and I hate to project that Tuscola was the winner, because we don't know, but they certainly were the favorite. And if they did win, being a favorite, Pisgah would have a rematch with Tuscola, and if that's the case, that's going to be a good basketball game.
I think so.
And that'll be played 8 o'clock at Brevard. Certainly, folks, we'd like to see you support these teams in Brevard, because it's one of those rare things where you'll be able to see both the girls' and the boys' varsity teams play there in that one venue. So if you can make it down, support in person. We always urge you to do that. But we will have the games for you here on WPTL Radio if you can't make the trip to Brevard.
Closing comments, David?
Don't forget about the Crossfire. That comes up on April 6th. That'll be here at Pisgah High School. The doors will open at 5. Pregame will be Baptist versus Methodist. That begins at 6:30. Pisgah versus Crossfire begins at 8. Tickets for that are $7. Students are $5. 7 and under is free. And 100% of the proceeds benefit the community kitchen here in Canton.
If the Baptists defeat the Methodists, does this mean like the Methodists have to close down all the churches or something? Or vice versa?
I don't think so.
You don't think that's what it's going to be?
It's just a good game of basketball. Come out and see that. Also, again, for our sponsors, Bojangles, Burger King, Ken Wilson for the Single Stop Stores, plus Linen and Uniform Services, and also the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and
Clyde.
I don't think I left any out. Thank you to our fine sponsors who make this possible for us to come and do Pisgah basketball. Like Terry was saying, I urge you to come out and see these two teams play. Both teams, very good basketball teams, and they'll be in Brevard on Wednesday. The girls will play at 7. The boys following at 8:30, and it should be one good time for everybody. Me and Terry will be there. Come by, say hey, and we'll wave at you and shake your hand and give you a good smile and say, yay, you're here to watch.
I hope they put us in a better location than
up
in that corner where we can't see the scoreboard from down there. But, again, the finals, folks, two blowouts here in this opening round tournament action. The Sugar Bears winning easily 61-41 in their game with Brevard, and the Pisgah Bear boys team winning also very easily over East Henderson 78-42 to advance to Brevard. For David Stiles, this is Terry Shin. Good night, everyone, from Pisgah High School.